It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, what up? It's the God Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don Nicoleone, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty.
Skirt, skirt.
Wrist moving, cookie getting to it.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extend no clip. Extend no roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had more bones than Pakistan. Dope bum, dope bum, and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real call. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to
Don Nicoleone, man. Don Nicoleone, man.
You're listening to Don Nicoleone Show at WGAG Radio.
Party people, can y'all get funky? So tired of folks, can y'all get funky? The dude makes it, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me.
Thank you. now bring you one of the greatest virtuosos of our time.
DJ Flair!
Yo, what time is
you world, so you better get it, girl. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablets, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up. Be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
The Don Nicolion After Party, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PowerTalk.com. All you need is a microphone, a headset. You can use your Android phone or your iPhone. You can download the app set. The internet for the Don Nicolion After Party. You mean I can get down like that? I can download the app for Power Talk? That's right. You can join us via Georgia Gossip, Facebook. It all goes down here. Controversy in the room. Oh, my God. Do we talk about a lot of shit here? Let me tell you something. Come on down to the Don Nicolion After Party and check us out where we sit in and have mad debates. It is the largest, hottest chat room where controversy goes down. If there's a conversation, it goes down at the Don Nicolion After Party. So join us via Facebook and Georgia Gossip. Come on down and do what you do while we do what we do. Sit on our couch. Check us out at PowerTalk.com. Don Nicolion After Party. We'll be looking for you.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We're not talking about surviving the beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving the game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
The best antioxidants, pure protein, superfood on the planet. Let Greener Greens supply you with their raw organic moringa. Moringa is a super immune booster, providing a powerhouse of minerals and amino acids. Visit Greener Greens on the World Wide Web at www.greener-greens.com and place your order of moringa today. Available in 8 and 16 ounces, along with their many other organic superfoods. Call Greener Greens at 510-479-6406 and place your order of moringa today. Remember, the greener the leaner, Greener Greens.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other...
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo...
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot damn politics. Hot
damn
politics. Hot damn politics.
Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everything.
Hot damn politics Wednesday night at 9 p.m. only on WGAG Radio. وصلى الله على انبياء اجمعين والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين اما بعد. Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it, and that he is alone and has no part, and that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous, eternal friend. and send salutations of Allah on all of his prophets and his apostles, and on the Messiah, the anointed one, and on the Mahdi, the God, and on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Hey man, hey bro, man, hey man, I see you think I don't got that book in your hand, man, written by Dr. York, man. Where you get that book from, cuz? Shout out to man, I've been on Live, I've been on eBay, I've been on Amazon, I've been on some of them goddamn bootleg ass Dr. York sites and shit, man. These motherfuckers charging goddamn their rent money and a goddamn down payment on a house and shit for some of them Dr. York books, man. It's hard as hell to find a goddamn one. Then I went fucked around and went on goddamn Amazon, they were selling all these tablets and shit. Well, goddamn, it was a goddamn notebook. It was a goddamn holy tablet and a goddamn binder, man. These motherfuckers charge like $600-$800 for these Dr. York books, man. Hey, man, what can I goddamn get me one of them Dr. York books reasonable, man? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about like at least goddamn some of his shit, man. These motherfuckers really motherfucking charging out the ass, y'all. I need a legit place. Where the fuck can I get me some Dr. York books at, man? That I won't motherfucking goddamn go broke over. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Does this sound like you? Well, of course it does. Or, matter of fact, it did until you found out about All Eyes on Egypt in Monticello, Georgia. That's right. All Eyes on Egypt in Monticello, Georgia. You don't ever have to worry about where is your money. Who can you speak to? All these bogus, fake, bootleg sites that are perpetrating and pretending that they're selling Dr. Malachi's New York book. And even if they did, they're not selling it at an affordable price. Don't go to no one else. No one. No robots, no websites, no none of that. Get all your Dr. Malachi's New York books right here at All Eyes on Egypt. And we're running a sale for the month of September till October the 9th. On Man from Planet Rich is at $19. The El Holy Tablets is at $70. Also, let's not forget the Sacred Wisdom of Tahuti. That's in right now. Get it now while you can at $25. So much more. The Right Knowledge series, the Christ series, the Mohammedism, the Mosesism, the Christism. We got everything. The Luciferian Conspiracy. Everything written by Dr. Malachi Z. York at a legitimate, affordable price in a legitimate store authorized by Dr. Malachi Z. York himself. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. And enjoy the rest of your life knowing that All Eyes on Egypt in Monticello, Georgia is dependable, trustworthy, and authorized by Dr. Malachi Z. York. Why wait? Pick up the phone today. Call 706-468-2319 and speak to a live person. Only at All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia. That's All Eyes, EGITTGA.com. Call us today.
Look at the air.
People always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Domenico Leon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, or GeorgiaGasper.com.
WGAG Radio.
You're listening to Don Nicoleon. Don't forget the tip, the booty, on duty.
Can we all agree that we've all been
get a mic check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicole Young.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. The lion, the Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger. The lion, the Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. All the girls will come in as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done mastered this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Okay, materialistic ass. Common desire stink. Ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it is Academy News. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicoleon.
I love Kathy Hughes. I do. I honor her. Like, I admire that lady, man. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicoleon Show. You are listening to the Don Nicoleon Show. It's way up noon, baby. Y'all know what time it is, Monday through Friday. Goddamn, I got about a few more days in this thing, man, and I can take off, get my thing going, you know what I'm saying, finish up some loose ends and tie them up and put a knot in that motherfucker so can't up. Hey, you know what? God damn it. Man. First of all, I just want to put on record, I ain't ate no pork, I ain't ate no beef, I ain't ate none of that shit. But I've been dreaming some crazy fucking shit all goddamn night long up until the last minute when my alarm clock goes off to wake me the fuck up, right? I swear to God. Get who off my titties, self guy. Don't start that shit, man. It's goddamn Tuesday, nigga. Don't even do that shit. Yo, son, for real, B. I've been having a bad night, nigga, all night, motherfucker. Do you understand, nigga? I had to fight all the way through, man. It was a whole bunch. In every dream, everywhere I went, man, it was a bunch of white men trying to kill me, man. This shit was crazy as fuck, yo. I swear to God. It's like, what the fuck? It was a bunch of goddamn white men, like not a bunch of them, but it was like one at a time. Everywhere I went, it was one at a time trying to get me, man. One at a time trying to get me. Oh my God, this shit was crazy as fuck. Like the last one I had right before the alarm clock went off, right? I remember this white guy popped up from some goddamn where, and I was already fighting one of them, right? And I fell into some green water, like, you know, water that's, like, under the bridge or some, you know, that green-looking-ass water with a lot of fucking algae in it, I guess, that nasty fucking water. I fell in that shit. Then a fucking another cracker jump in this bitch in the fucking water and pulls out a fucking needle. The nigga was like, this motherfucker was like, I'm going to get her fucking ass with this and shit. He pulls out the fucking needle. This is the last thing I remember, though, after goddamn, damn near slaying every goddamn white man and them popped up in my dream. Yeah, he pulls out a needle with something in it. I guess it was going to kill me, right? So he pulls out the fucking needle and shit. And and we in the water, we tussling in the water, though, but I was so smooth, because goddamn, in my dream, you feel what I'm saying? You can't come in this motherfucking takeover. So I just fucking simply I took the syringe from his ass. You know how it be when you is fighting with the hand, you know what I'm saying? You got to turn it towards the motherfucker that's trying to kill you and shit. So I turned that motherfucker towards that nigga and goddamn, what that shit called, and stabbed that nigga in goddamn hard with the needle and then pulled that goddamn needle back so he could goddamn go inside his monkey ass and goddamn, then I swam and got out the damn water. You know what I'm fucking right. I'm telling you, man, I'm taking y'all to from the end, and hopefully I can remember every white man that came my goddamn rest day trying to fucking get you, girl. Y'all, they tried to get us. Oh, my God, that shit was crazy as fuck. So another scene was, oh, man, this fucking cracker-ass motherfucker, man, trying to think what the fuck this son of a bitch, he came at me wrong, right? Okay. The nigga came at me wrong. You hear me? I'm saying the nigga been hating on me. So we at this round table and shit. It's a lot of people there. It's kind of like, you know how you at a presentation and they give certain people gifts and shit. You know what I'm talking about? So the people at the table I was sitting with got a gift and shit, right? And it happened to be a nigga that ended up getting a gift. And so the nigga gifted the gift to me that was next to me. He was like, here, you can have this, right? And then the goddamn white man comes to the damn table trying to take the shit from my ass, talking about this one for you. You weren't supposed to get that and all this other type of shit, right? And I told that motherfucker, if you don't step your ass back, I'll kill your bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker got pissed off because I got gifted a gift that a black man gave me. You feel what I'm saying? He tried to control that. Now, I don't remember, man, if he and I got to fighting or not, right? I don't remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think we did, but I don't remember. I think this white man lost. He lost instantly because I guess he tried to get people to put me out or something. Now, take you back. Take you back to the neck, to the white man before this motherfucker. So the white man, I can't believe this shit. I ain't never had no shit like this. So the white man before this motherfucker, the fuck happened with this motherfucker? Some old sick ass shit. I remember saying something to this motherfucker. He came at me wrong or some old, it was some crazy shit. I just can't fucking remember this white guy. Okay, so I'm gonna leave him out for a minute. He'll probably come back to me. So I'm riding back from his motherfucking ass, right? I'm gonna tell you how it all started. This shit was crazy as fuck, yo. It all started from a goddamn, I can only remember this part of how it all started. This shit was crazy as fuck. Okay, show y'all how this shit went down. It was some people in the fucking room, right? And this guy is talking to me. Now, this is a black guy. Is talking to me. I don't know what we're talking about, but I realized that it had to do something with business or something. And it's, okay, so it's kind of like I'm getting information from him, and another black guy shows up that's trying to get information from me, right? This black guy that's trying to get information from me, they had the whole shit started from this one nigga. Next thing I know is a bunch of white motherfucking men chasing me the rest of my damn dream and shit. Look at Steph got talking about 30s are great. Great vivid dreams. 30s. Okay. That's why you date women over 40. You right, because them bitches wake up with nothing goddamn to talk about, motherfucker. I go to sleep talking. Wake up talking. God damn it. Okay, so wait. Okay, this is how it all started, though. Let me stay focused. Self got it so fucking. It's just getting on my fucking nerves early. Okay, I'm going to paint the scene again. I'm getting information from this black guy, and this other black guy is getting information from me. But the way this black guy is getting information from me, it's like he had a bunch of pictures of certain people throughout my life that I knew, okay? Can y'all see the scene now? You know what I'm saying? He had, like, everybody that either met me or that I met was in this folder, okay? So y'all can have, y'all got an idea what type of nigga this is, right? You got an idea, right? You got an idea, too, of what type of nigga this is. You gonna say black deaths, I reckon, FBI, popos, I don't fucking know. But this nigga got a goddamn folder with all everybody that I know in it. And I remember the nigga pulled up, he pulled up a lot of celebrities, right? And these celebrities were older celebrities, you know? Like the guy that died of AIDS from In the Heat of the Night. You remember him? The guy that died of AIDS in the Heat of the Night? I've been on to a lot of people. I auditioned for a part in that when I was a little girl, right? Right. So, but when, before it got to him, before it got to this nigga, the heat of the night, black, the black guy, before it got to him, right, it was some more older celebrity men. This shit was crazy, right? Hold on. Okay, so he just kept asking me, and I was like, mind you, I'm getting information from one guy, and I have to answer another. I have to answer information that another guy is asking me. So while I'm listening to the brother who I'm trying to get information from, this other nigga's pulling up shit like, do you know this motherfucker? Do you know this motherfucker? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. So by the time it got to the heat of the night, nigga, you know, he already drew his conclusion, yo. And when I said, yeah, he said, okay, then that sums it up. He say some shit like, you's a motherfucking hoe. Like some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, that sum it up then. You been a hoe your whole goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? So, so I was at, so I was about to tell the motherfucker, nah, nigga, let me explain, motherfucker. I was a little girl, you know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't know that nigga like that, motherfucker. I was just on the set. You know, woo. But, you know, but some saying, don't even explain this motherfucker. He a black devil. This nigga trying to take you down. He trying to find dirt on you. He just trying to find something to get your ass. He was a nigga. And next thing I know, from that point on, white men started to try to kill me and try to take me out for all damn morning, yo, all day. All motherfucking day. From that point on, I can't remember shit else. But I think he and I did tussle a little bit, the black guy. I think we did tussle and shit. But from that point on, it's like the motherfucking nigga done sent a bunch of different white men, and they all failed, though. None succeeded. None of them motherfuckers succeeded. I got them, man. They tried to get me, but, hey, I represented. They couldn't touch me, man. That shit was crazy as fuck, goddamn. What you say, wouldn't give that? Nah, hell nah. What you talking about, man? Be quiet, too. I'm so glad I didn't read that out loud. That ain't got nothing to do with that. They was really trying to kill me, yo. That's all I remember. Like, it was like, I'm saying. After the black devil, then it was one, two, three. I think it was three white men. And the last white man, I went on and killed that nigga. I injected him with his own fucking needle he tried to give me. And I swam out the water. And the last thing I remember is just going into a house, you know what I'm saying, where people, where girls that I knew were going into the house, like after leaving this nigga in the water dead, going into the goddamn house with girls that I knew and saying to them, just be quiet. You know how you walk in the movie, how you trying to hide from a motherfucker? Because you've been running in your whole goddamn time in the movies. You know what I'm saying? You've been running from a motherfucker, then you find a house to goddamn hide in. And, you know, I had to tell them hoes, shut the fuck up, you know? Don't say shit. Don't say nothing, motherfucker. Let me figure out how the fuck to get out this shit. So it was a whole bunch of bitches in the room, but the one girl that fucking knew me, you know what I'm saying? And she wasn't sure whether to say anything, and another chick had to tell her, come on now. Come on now. We got to shut the fuck up about this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be strong about this shit. So one girl whispered to her, like, yo, like, come on, keep you cool. You know what I'm saying? Keep you cool. And that thing I know, goddamn it, my alarm clock went out, man. They got me out of that shit, son. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something, though. Real talk. My alarm clock goes off at 6. It goes off at 6. It goes off at 7. And it goes off at 11. In the morning, it goes off three times. You feel what I'm saying? So all those damn times, technically, my alarm clock kept saving my black ass. It kept getting me out of that shit. And I remember the first time it got me out of that shit today. The first time it went off at 6 a.m. and I had to, you know, turn the shit off. And I said to myself, God damn, that was right on time. That's what I said. I said, God damn, my alarm clock fucking got me out of that shit. That was quick. Appreciate that. I remember saying that shit and then going right back in that shit. I was right back in that motherfucker because they was going to get me the first time. There was nothing I can do. But they pulled me out of that shit. My alarm clock at 6 a.m. got me out of that shit because I think that's when they started attacking. That's when I was damn near about to fuck and die. I remember that. I was about to die. You know that, right? I was about to die, too. I was about to die, shouted. And that alarm clock went the fuck off and got me out of that shit. And I had to get up and pick that motherfucker up. You feel me? And I said to myself, before I lay back to rest, close my eyes, I said, God damn, y'all got me out of that shit quick. I would have died right then and probably wouldn't have came back to this motherfucker. That's what I said. And lay back down. Now I'm going at it. And now I'm now another goddamn cracker. Another goddamn white man. Me and this motherfucker at it. I swear to God. And the last alarm clock was when I finally hit with the bunch of women and shit after killing that other, after stabbing that goddamn white man with his own syringe and injecting his head with his own goddamn killer poison. And the alarm clock went off. I said, God damn it. I ain't laying back. I ain't going back to that motherfucker. I'm going to goddamn get my ass on up now. Fuck this shit. Now, of course, I didn't have time to dissect this shit and try to figure out what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? This is my subconscious making all this shit up. But God damn it. Even if it was my subconscious, I'm going to goddamn take heed that goddamn it's some black nigga trying to find some dirt on Don DeColeon. I don't give a fuck that it was a black nigga. You know what I'm talking about? It was a black nigga. And he couldn't find shit. He started sending goddamn white men to try to kill a player. You see what I'm saying? Hey, but I just want to let you know, nigga, if you listening, motherfucker, you can't kill me, bitch. We don't die. I'm immortal. You can't kill me, nigga. I just want to let you know now, motherfucker, if you're out there listening. I don't give a fuck who you saying, motherfucker. You can send Hercules, nigga. He can't kill me, motherfucker. You can send Caesar, nigga. Caesar can't kill me, motherfucker. You can send Alexander the Greek, you son of a bitch. He can't kill me. You can bring him. Bring him out, motherfucker. You can't kill me. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of interesting because I could tell that all these white men just had some goddamn, you know what I'm saying? They had some type of goddamn powers, you know, some type of power with them. I ain't talking about superpowers. I'm just talking about, like, physical powers, like power in rank, in the physical rank. Like a nigga might have went to school and went to Harvard and became a goddamn straight-up devil. That type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about, you know, like, nigga, I mean, they all have physical power. That's why I always can defeat a man, because you so fucking physical. You can't touch me. So you bitch faggot niggas that's trying to do some shit to Don and the dog, motherfucker, you're going to fucking lose. I'm telling you now. You're too fucking physical. Your powers is no match for the Jedi Master, motherfucker. If I defeat you in the spirit, I've already defeated you in the physical. I don't give a fuck what cracker you got. I killed that last one. Now, back to the normal broadcast, the show. Got Nefertiti's Apothecary coming up. God damn it. Now, back to our normal broadcast show. Like, God damn. Motherfucker, you piece of shit. You nasty, nasty motherfuckers. With that bullshit. God damn it. Shut up, self-guided. Anyway, man, let me give a special shout-out to all my niggas that just in this motherfucker, because it means a lot to see every last one of you, man. What would I do? My nigga. All right, man, one time for my man, too. Thank you, too, for staying in the conversation with me. Charm 42, I appreciate it. Charm 42, like, that's right, Don. Let these motherfuckers know that shit. Hell yeah, shouted. You feel what I'm saying? G, still learning, yeah. What's good with you, G? How mom's doing? You know, and I'm still sending my love, baby, my green light. You know, well, you know you can hear your mom, but, oh, like I said, men are so physical. It's just, y'all just don't tap into y'all powers, man. It's just, God, y'all, I don't know why y'all just don't tap into your real powers, that green light. You were healing and just put it all on her, you know what I'm saying? I just don't know why y'all don't do that. But then you don't even have any sisters, and that's kind of messed up, because even if you did, she wouldn't even know, and it's just crazy. But you know, you need to goddamn over, you got to get into the science of healing. There's a science of healing, man, I'm telling you. It's just, but I realized one thing about the science of healing, that love heals. I do know that. Love heals. Yeah. It's life inside of love. Even though I talk bad about the word love itself because people use it for the wrong reasons, but you're actually supposed to love to heal. Love, you know, you're supposed to love wellness, love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hate sickness and love to heal people and all that other stuff. You know, you can use love in a different form, you know. That. Anyway, but I love you, G. Not in that manner, but just the, because I know that, you know, we gotta tap into that the science of healing. You know what I'm saying? And be able to utilize that because that's it. Oh, and G, the sun, honey, give your mom some sunlight. Okay, I want, you know, next time you come down there or whatever, I don't know if you're still down there, but take her out in that sun. Let that sun hit her. The sun, man, I'm telling you. I realize how powerful the sun is, you know what I'm saying? And we talk about it a lot, like, you know, nigga, we just like the sun, our hair grow towards that motherfucker, we the sun people and all that stupid shit. But, you know, I'm really starting not to talk as much about some shit and really start to be about some shit. But I know that the sun has healing. And I noticed that in hospitals, they keep these people in dark rooms and shit, and they don't take none of them outside. And that's where they need to get out there in that sun. So that's all. But stop telling them. You don't tell the stupid niggas. Stop it, G. G, you got to learn to take charge, honey. You can't have a conversation with a room full of dumb motherfuckers. They do not understand your language. You got to stop doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got to take full control and do that on your own. This is your mama. That's not their mama. You know what I'm saying? It's not a mama inclusive. It's yours. You feel me? That's why when Jesus walked around talking, that nigga was saying, my father, goddammit. That nigga was saying, my father. That's, and you know what? If you ever hear my children talk, G, they don't say, what we going to do about mama? Or mama said this. Mama wants you to do this. They do not, you, they do not say that. You know what my children say? All of them say, my mama. That's what the fuck they say. My mama. You heard them say that shit, Big Sam. You hear my babies? They say, my mama told me to tell your ass to come here. My mama said, shut the fuck up. My mama, motherfucker, when you take that possession, that's it. It's not our mama. Ain't no our. It's my mama, motherfucker. And that's when you kick in and take full control because it's yours. God damn it. You know what I'm saying? And then Jesus told them motherfuckers to pray like this, our Father. But Jesus called that motherfucker his. He told everybody else to say our Father. That doesn't make sense. If I'm in a room by my goddamn self and I say the prayer, who is the R that's inclusive to this goddamn prayer? Our Father, who ain't nobody in this bitch but me. I should say my Father, who are in heaven, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I can see if it's a room full of goddamn five other motherfuckers, we might need to say, ah. But then again, I'm a selfish motherfucker because I need a personal goddamn relationship. I'm claiming that motherfucker. Ain't no ah in this shit. It's my shit. It's mine, motherfucker. It's mine because you motherfuckers don't know what to do with it. So it's mine. Goddamn it. Calling on the name of Jesus. It's the only name I know. Any goddamn way, let me bring in Nefertiti, man. Goddamn, shut up, Big Sav. I hope I won, man. Stop trying to get on my good side, man. Look like I won, Big Sav, because you've been so agreeable, just chatting back and just being my friend, helping me out, bagging me out, feeding me cue cards and shit. I hope I won.
Organize. Everything I do's revolutionized. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these, really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Marcel Cody with the Uzi, listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete, especially
crazy if it's deadly. Got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize. It's that black and brown pride, it's the power of the mind. RBG, guard the vine. You can see through the lies if you can read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize. Everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like Z.
What's going on,
Don?
How you
doing?
What's going on, Rahul Bass, bitch?
Oh, honey, you already know what's going on, boo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt.
I watched a little bit of the game last night.
Is that right?
Because, you know, I was in Atlanta. I started to call you, but I said, man, I'm so tired of fucking feeling like the three little kids with Neff and be like, Neff, get with it, bitch. I'm watching the games. Ain't you proud of it? So I was like, man, fuck, I ain't telling Neff that shit. I mean, I'm so tired I got there reporting to her when I find out something new and I do something, make her proud. I said, fuck it.
I'm watching the game.
Oh, man. Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, man. That shit was funny as fuck because all the niggas was laughing at me.
Okay.
You don't know what the fuck you saying.
So you was talking about the game. Okay.
No, I was saying shit like, I know, Fire Lines, we got to talk about that, honey. I was saying shit like, because I was in the other room and shit, and I just heard them say Eli Manning, right? Now, and I already left the room and told them motherfuckers, let me know when goddamn Ruben. When Ruben goddamn, you feel what I'm saying? When Ruben do his goddamn thing, you know what I'm saying? So I left the goddamn room, right? And then I heard the goddamn spectator say some shit like, goddamn Eli Manning! I said, who he passed the ball to? Who he passed the ball to? They're like, man, shut the hell up, bitch. They said he passed it to some goddamn body. I don't remember the nigga now. Oh, Victor Cruz. They said he passed it to Victor Cruz. Now shut the hell up. I said, he didn't pass that ball to Ruben.
That's right, Don. That's right. Shit. Like, fuck them. Hakeem Nicks, get it to Ruben. That's right.
God damn it, they was like, man, shut the hell up, bitch. I said, man, I got an interest in this game. Y'all niggas just watching it for excitement, you motherfuckers.
That's right. That's
yeah,
because
them niggas were hollering and shit. I said, y'all shut the fuck up. God damn, y'all ain't got no interest in this shit.
That's classic. Hell yeah. That would have been funny. That would have been funny to see. Yes, indeed. Shit. But let me tell you what happened last night.
Tell me what's going on. Shout again to me right now.
I tell you what happened as a consequence to that game last night. You and Sav, for the first time in Surviving the Game Fantasy Football 2-year history, there was a tie. You both had tie last night at a score of 91 apiece. And let me tell you, Don.
Oh, shit, Big Sam.
Yeah. You guys ended up with an official tie. And it was funny because we was in the chat and I was outside and the brothers was reporting the game. Jay Illick and them came in talking about Don beating Sav and they was laughing.
I was watching that shit. Yo, I had to go to Atlanta. Shout it. Because, you know, I ain't got no friends in this town. That's fucked up, ain't it?
Right.
Yeah, I watched that shit. I had to send some energy out. I said, but I got to get in this motherfucker booth. I ain't go to Atlanta just to watch no damn game, but they just had it on where I was, though, to be honest with y'all. Y'all know I don't fuck around no shit like that.
Right, right.
I blew my pimp card. But, yeah, I was in it.
Sav, you cannot be reporting what I'm about to talk about. Okay?
Exactly, Big Sav. Be quiet, boy. Be quiet. And don't even call in now. This is my moment of glory. Go ahead, Neff. Let me hear everything.
So,
tell me everything, girl.
Right, right. So, I'm outside, and I'm back and forth in the chat, and Jael was like, you called it, Neff. Don is about to win. And then I was like, oh, shit. I said, I'm not in front of the TV, so what that say? Y'all got to tell me what's going on. Next thing you know, they said, shit, he just fumbled. And it's like Don just lost 2 points on the fumble. because he fumbled on the punt return.
Who? Ruben.
Ruben Randall.
I almost went to the bathroom. I ain't see that part. Damn.
Yeah.
Must got distracted. Must smoke a cigarette or something. Something happened.
Right. So I'm like, shit. I was like, and then I was asking, and he was like, it's under review. We don't know yet if they're going to count it or not. I was like, shit, because I knew that would be the difference between you possibly winning and losing was this fumble because it was a tight game. You know what I'm saying? And it was like Eli, and it wasn't a well-played game. It was real sloppy. You see why they ain't won the damn football game. So I'm like, shit, every point counts. So they came back and it was like, oh, shit, they said he fumbled the ball, so you lost 2 points. You was really ahead in that matchup. You actually had the game won. You had your matchup won, then he fumbled. And then, so that's how you end up with the 91 tie between you and Sav. So you didn't win. So you didn't lose. Let's put it like that. You didn't lose.
I may not win, but I'll never lose.
There you go. So that's how that ended up for you. So you tied for second place in the divisional standings right now. You were in the West. I'm in the East Division. I'm actually tied for third place. I'm in third place in my division. Big Sav is 4-2-1 with that one, and you are 3-3-1. So you're only a game and a half back. I'm a game and a half back, too. It's getting down to the wire. Week 7 was just completed, so we got about, like, 4 more weeks left in the fantasy season. So it's getting down to nitty-gritty. Yes, it is. So that was a good game. It was interesting because of those two players.
Because we was involved in it. That's what made that shit good. I just want to give a shout-out then to Jael and Jay Illerman for finally believing in NAF a little bit. And at least because, you know, they must have had to watch the game because, you know, come on, man. Reach way back and lay the smackdowns about to get fucked by homos for football. You feel me?
Right. You should have seen it was funny because Jay Illa, for the most part, is laid back in the chat room. He busted in, was talking about Dodd beating Sav and was laughing and shit. It was funny. It's like, she winning. So, yeah, that was fun. That's what this shit is supposed to be about, us having fun with one another, just poking at one another with this shit here because, it's fantasy. So
okay, Big Sav, you can call in if you want to now. Shit. At least I didn't lose, man, because this nigga is good, though. Big Sav is good. You feel me?
He got a nice squad. I looked at his team the other day, and he does have a really nice lineup, a good roster. And, like, I'm looking at my squad. More than half of my team is out for the year. So I don't know. I got to pick up some people on waiver. I got to start negotiating some trades. I don't know how I'm going to do anything. I got the Finley. He just got hurt this past Sunday. He took a hit to the spinal cord. We talk about football and recreation. That is, it's truly the sport where you can wreck your fucking creation. He already got knocked out a couple weeks ago. And you know what his 5-year-old son said to him, Don? His 5-year-old, when he saw his daddy laid out on that field?
What?
He said, Daddy, I don't want you to play no more. That's what he told him. He said, Daddy, I don't want you to play football no more. 2 weeks later, he goes out on the field, and he could have been paralyzed. He was hitting his spinal cord, and he couldn't feel his legs for a moment of time. He just got out of ICU. He said he can move his limbs. He might be retiring early. He needs to, man,
for the sake of his son. I mean, who the fuck want a paralyzed daddy and shit?
I know all about it, and it ain't nothing nice.
Ain't nothing nice. You know, who the fuck want that shit?
It ain't nothing nice.
I mean, I would want my dad to paralyze if he was a football player because we'd be rich with a goddamn stuck-in-the-chair-ass daddy, but... One of them broke daddy paralyzed, man. That's a terrible state to live because you can't enjoy nothing. You can't
shit,
enjoy no fortune. You can't enjoy shit.
Only thing that was good about, I remember from when I was young, is that we used to get on my pop. He had a motorized one. It was pretty fast. And when he would come get us from school and shit, we used to hop on that motherfucker and ride down the hill on his motorized.
What about it?
My little sister be on his lap and I'd be on the back. We would literally, like, coast down that motherfucking hill on that motorized fucking wheelchair. That's the only good thing I remember about the whole thing. Everything else, like you said, ain't nothing nice.
Hell no. Yeah, that nigga got to have money, man. Goddamn, like, what the fuck you gonna do? Like, that shit boring as fuck. Can you imagine your paralyzed daddy come rolling out on the porch in the projects?
Right.
Or can you imagine your paralyzed daddy rolling out in a big-ass goddamn 36-acre-ass goddamn house, 36-square-foot, 36,000-square-foot house like Michael Jordan? You feel what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
you still be proud of that motherfucker. Hey, y'all, this my daddy right here. He used to play football, yo. This my daddy. Go back, watch some of that shit on YouTube, man. Then my daddy right here, you be proud as fuck, though.
Right.
You be proud of a goddamn bro paralyzed dad in the projects, man. You don't want nobody to know that nigga exists.
Right. You know.
Daddy be
not,
wanting to come outside. You be telling that motherfucker, go in the house, daddy, man. My friends out here, man. I don't want them seeing your nasty ass. Roll your ass back in the fucking living room with that shit. Motherfucker.
They leave with their head down. Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing nice. It's nothing nice about that. So, yeah. So he's out of intense ICU. I mean, he's so talented too. That's
what's his name now? Who are we talking about?
His name is Jermichael Finley. Nice looking.
That's what they fucked up.
Jermichael,
that
nice
Jermichael.
Looking. Jermichael.
Some stupid shit. They cursed this Jermichael. Stop it.
It's supposed to be Mikael. You name this nigga Jermichael.
Jermichael. The fuck is Jer? See,
it was
this
gerbil.
Is bullshit.
Short for gerbil, but yeah, he's talented. He's one of the best young tight ends in the game. Plays for the Packers. Nice looking man. This built to the teeth.
It gotta be like the same type of mentality for a dope boy and a football daddy. A dope boy daddy and a football daddy. Where your kids telling the man, daddy, please get out the game. Daddy, man, I don't want to see you like this, daddy, man. Can you stop, man? Can you just get out the game? That must be the worst goddamn situation to be in, being a dope daddy and a goddamn football daddy.
You just got shot at, daddy. Stop it. They
done shot you four times, daddy. I'm tired of keep going to the hospital seeing your ass laid up. Daddy, man, get out the game.
Right.
That shit must be terrible. I don't know what's worse, a dope daddy or a goddamn football daddy.
Hey, Don, the risk. Hey, it's like this. Both the risk and the reward is high.
It's the same, ain't it?
Yeah, the
and they
risk
both
and reward
go to jail.
Is high.
They both fuck up their lives and shit.
Right.
They both end up out of a goddamn situation and into a motherfucking jail cell. That shit crazy.
No
or
doubt about
pillar.
It.
Damn.
So this season, I would have to say, all my years, I'm 34, I've been watching football since I was 10 years old. So 24 years of watching football, I cannot remember a season when this many players have had season-ending injuries. Like six top players went out. Like I said, Jermichael Finley, Reggie Wayne, Sam Bradford, the quarterback, starting quarterback for the Redskins, all tore ACLs. Brian Cushion tore his knee up on Sunday. Niggas is going down the quarterback. Thank you, Firelines. How you doing today? The Bears starting quarterback ripped his groin. He's out 6 weeks. So I've just never seen this many injuries in my day of watching just football. I'm young, Bush. You goddamn right. Young, fresh, and fly. Yeah, I'm young, fresh, and fly. So, yes, I am the youngin', but I've been watching football for 24 years. That's a long time, nigga. I don't know what you're talking about, Mush. That's a lot of years of watching football. Shit, 24 years. I know the game in and out. They need to hire me.
Damn, that's like goddamn how soap operas grew up in our family, nigga. That shit grew up for 100 years and shit. That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
That
shit gonna be a passed down tradition and shit from family to family. Do your babies sit there and watch that shit too?
They not. I must say, I don't. It must have been meant for this sports thing to end with me, because they are not interested at all.
So
not
what the hell they
football.
Be doing with the damn game? That big ass TV y'all got be goddamn loud as fuck.
Well,
what the fuck they be doing?
Well, they play with one another. I mean, shit, they either though they on PlayStation. They on their iPads and shit like that. And
do they ever,
they just,
like, stop? do they ever stop and say, Mom, what just happened? Because, you know, if you got excited or something about something or had a fit about it, do they ever say, Mom, what just happened?
You know what they, no, they, you know what they do? They might pick their head in the room.
And look, and say, oh, this is
like, what y'all hype about? Because I'm one of them watchers. I'd be like, come on. I talk to the TV. You know what I'm saying? So, they like, you know, my son to peek his head in. Basketball, they kind of sit and watch a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my son tried to play, like, some Madden football one time. He was like, oh, this shit sucks. And,
it do, man. The basketball game, the basketball, like, the video games is good, but I can't get into that fucking football video game. That shit sucks.
So, but they, you know, they really haven't shown any kind of interest in sports thus far, seriously. They really haven't. So I don't try to force. I don't force it down their throat. I do what I do. They do what they do. I ain't like,
well,
I'm like,
go
sit
ahead
down.
On
come
then,
sit Jada. With me.
Do y'all think
sit on
Jada.
My lap. So I don't be like, sit on my
now,
lap.
Jada,
and
we are raising
game.
Ass. Do what you want to do. Be yourself. You don't have
right.
to listen to us. You don't. We're not trying to make you to become like us.
Right. Exactly. I took my son out a couple weeks for the first time to a baseball field to hit some balls, and he was like, he might have swung the bat for 15 minutes. He was like, can I go to the park now? He was like, I don't want to do this shit. He was like, he swung for a good, you know, minute, made some contact, and then he was like, can I go play on the swings? So he just, you know, he's a straight nerd, man. He's a space nerd, and Janan is in the art. So that's what they like to do.
So they into their creative side. That's good.
Right. You know, the boys
they're utilizing their brains than their bodies.
Right. Shit, he asked me about black holes and vortexes. Which one's stronger and shit like that. That's what he asked. Those are his questions. And her questions is about, you know, art and shit
I
like that. That's
told
what
them motherfuckers that was that bitch from Danity Kane.
Who?
I'm sorry. I just had a fucking outburst.
Danity
That's
Kane.
What I was telling them bitches, man. You remember the bitch from Danity Kane or Making a Band with Diddy, and that bitch bleached her skin, light skin, and she ended up playing T-Bars.
Dawn.
On that little bullshit, raggedy-ass VH1 shit.
Her name was Dawn. Her name is Dawn.
Drew
right?
Sidora. I done my folks. I messed up with that. I get the two black bitches mixed up. Like, I feel like white people. You know, all black bitches look the same until they turn light skin.
Right.
But that's that shit right there. That's the one that bleached her goddamn skin, yo. And she's the one that's playing T-Boss. I was fucking right. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let me make a phone call on that.
So was it Don Richards or the one that was in that Lloyd video? That's what you're talking about?
Oh, I don't, Don my peoples. It's the other dark-skinned chick. It was the one that was kissing on that ugly, nasty, light-skinned nigga that was in, what was that shit, the boys group that Diddy had. I can't even think of them nothing-ass niggas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that group.
What the fuck is Day 27 or some old stupid shit? Day 26
Yeah, I remember that group.
Yeah, and I think it was one of them ugly-ass niggas. It was a real light, high yellow, light-skinned-ass nigga that she was fucking with. Oh, that is Dawn? But a real nice... No, D. Woods. That's my bitch. My bad. D. Woods, my hoe. And goddamn... Okay, Dawn dead now. See, you know what? Let me stop having this conversation. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt that shit. But goddamn, it just popped up on my feed. Like, yo, I knew it. Goddamn, I'll tell y'all about that shit later because never got
to that's like a Tourette's moment right there.
Man, I was trying to tell these hoes last night, like, yo, that's that bitch, man. She bleached her goddamn skin. That hoe that Diddy was fucking with, yo. Like, they was like, no, I ain't her. You know what I'm saying? Stupid shit like that. I was like, yo, man, I know faces, yo. I knew that bitch looked familiar. With Dirty Money. That's that bitch right there. And I couldn't even think of the other goddamn group and shit. Nah, these hoes from New York I was fucking with last night. They couldn't even goddamn think about it. I'm trying to tell these bitches that's that hoe. And then I went on Facebook and I just posted it like, who the fuck is the little light-skinned bitch playing T-Bars? And then I forgot who responded. It was like, her name's Sidora or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm like, man, and that was so interesting. I said, man, I know that's her. That's still her. I don't give a fuck. I know faces. I don't give a fuck if you bleach your shit or turn your nose inward. God damn it. I know that's that bitch. That her. Yeah. That's the one that bleached her skin. Remember a long time ago, not really a long time ago, like earlier this week, year, we were talking about all them bitches that done bleached their goddamn skin.
Right.
That was the one. That was the one that went straight from straight black to goddamn white. And I could tell that there was a difference in skin tone because light skin don't even ain't light like that. You know what I'm saying? So I can tell that was some goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I know what light skin is. You feel what I'm saying? I know what dark skin is.
Right.
That's why I know that goddamn these white bitches ain't dark skin. Like, oh, you getting burnt, bitch. This some artificial shit you got going on here because I know what dark skin look like. Dark skin look good. You feel what I'm saying? And
right.
Her light-skinned skin look like Beyonce, because, you know, Beyonce ain't got damn light skin. This bitch became
right.
light-skinned. You know
right.
what I'm talking about?
We watched that.
And they got that fake-ass light-skinned color with their ass, yo, and I need to fight them bitches for that shit. Like, bitch, how you going like that, boo? You giving a light-skinned hoes a bad name with that fake shit you doing, boo.
I see Beyonce on the damn Pepsi poster out here. That bitch look white.
I know it. And that's how you know that's some bleach ass shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Fake light skin, bitch. The fuck is y'all doing around this motherfucker? But yeah, but that's her, man. Look, let me put the shit. Yeah, man, let me goddamn. Oh, y'all lucky they done took it out in the damn feed now. Oh, y'all some lucky ass motherfucker. Let me find this shit. I told them motherfuckers that was that bitch. Man, they looking at me like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know where the shit at now, but go ahead now. I apologize. I got something to do.
You okay, Don? This was going to be a short one anyway. 8 days, y'all, besides that, these string of injuries, 8 days until the NBA kicks off. That's what I'm looking forward to watching. I love to watch the niggas run up and down the court and fly through the air. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing. So get ready for that fantasy league. I think I'm going to crank that the week before the season starts. Yes, yes, yes. So y'all get ready for that. And speaking of that, so we know how we said last week, Don brother, how the gods talk about who's better, who's this. So now if they are the gods, the fake ones came in and said, who's better than who? That means the general managers of the team came in and ranked the top shooting guards in the league. So you first started off with Dwayne Wade saying he's the measuring stick. And then everybody came back was like, this is still Kobe Bryant. The general managers came out and said that it's James Harden. How many of y'all agree with that? James Harden is the best shooting guard in the NBA. How many of y'all think that? Real quick, I'm going to salve my basketball people who know anything about basketball. Come on. I know there's a couple of y'all well-dressed. Come on. Somebody. D-Wade plays better D than Harden. I agree. So, offensively, yes. All right. Thank you, well-dressed and savvy. You called to Neff's request right there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Harden? Yeah, I mean, offensively, you know what? They play very similar. You know, they play very similar, which is like a real reckless style of basketball. I kind of call it like Manu Ginobili's all knees and elbows kind of basketball. You ever know what that is? All knees and elbows kind of basketball. They're not like smooth with their shit. They just like real, I'm coming through with a knee and my knees up high and I'm going to elbow you when I'm going to the hole. They got that kind of game. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, it's a difference to me in style. When you look at those kind of guys, that's why they fall on the floor and bust their shit all the time, because elbows. I can't explain it any other way. Yeah, reckless basketball. I can't explain it any other way. So with that being said, they got Harden number one, Kobe number two, Dwayne Wade number three. So that's how it is. that's your top three right now. And I didn't know Dwayne Wade and Kevin Durant is having a little verbal beef, too. He's saying that Dwayne Wade is highly overrated and he shouldn't even be in the top 10 of the top 10 of basketball players. I said, well, I like that. I like that smart, that kind of talk right there. So that's what's going on in the world of basketball. Getting ready to kick off, like I said, 8 more days until the season starts. And Lamar Odom has been spotted again. So this time, you know, Lamar don't talk. So it actually, I got a video. Maybe I'll post it in there. Maybe I won't. But he has like a 3.5-minute video where for the first time he's talking to the cameras. And he says, look, he said, man, I'm healthy. And he wants to be a Laker. He's like dead fast on going back to L.A. to be a Laker. And he said, you know, he was wearing his wedding ring, all this shit out in Hollywood. So it's gonna be interesting to see where the tide takes Lamar Odom. Is he through? Is he not through? You know? But it's like he can't get no job right now. We got 8 days until the season starts. So let's take a bet. Sav, well-dressed. Will he get a job? And will he have a job before the season starts? I'm saying he will not have a job when the season starts. He will get a job when the first major injury goes down to a shooting guard or a small forward. That's when Lamar Odom's bell's going to be rung. That's when he's going to get a call. So that's what I'm saying right now. That's how I see that shit going down. Because he's still too liable with that shit. With the, you know, is he smoking? Which I don't think he's smoking, but that's how that shit goes right there. And then in other news, Kanye West proposes to Kim Kardashian. He's heavily under the spell of the Kardashians. He rented out AT&T Ballpark because he out here doing his concert. He out here in the Bay Area. I think this week he heads out here to San Jose to do his little concert. And did y'all see any of that shit? This nigga ripping his pants on stage. He looking like the fucking Gip from the damn. Remember that movie called what is that shit with the dude getting fucked in the ass? And remember the thing came out the box called Gip with the mask on his face? Remember the white man? Pulp Fiction. Thank you, yes. Pulp Fiction. This nigga was wearing Pulp Fiction mask all throughout the concert. Right. He had the Gip mask on all throughout the concert, tearing his shirt, ripping his drawers and everything else. But he proposes to Kim Kardashian at AT&T Park the other night. With a full-on band, he has a full band out and everything like that. It was an intimate ceremony with some pictures shown, little video put out, you know, playing Carrie Hilson, Knock You Down beat, you know. Yeah, right, finalize, hoes win, especially them gypsy hoes, especially them gypsies. Yeah, he's finally just reeled them in. Got the baby, now you got the marriage proposal. So Kanye is, he's binding himself completely to Kim Kardashian. You know, this is a woman who still posts pictures of her ass on Facebook and Twitter and on Vine, shit like that. So there it is. You know, dude said, I guess it's cheaper to wife her. I guess that nigga is caught up. He's under her spell. I've always said that. You know, we've been saying that for the longest. So that's what it is for Kanye West. Nothing much more going on in the world of sports. You know, I'll give it to you tomorrow, what's going on in the world of sports. Y'all get ready for the World Series Wednesday night. I got to give you this. Wednesday night, the Red Sox versus the Patriots. The Red Sox versus the St. Louis Cardinals. And I want to tell you now, Red Sox will win it strictly because of the Boston bombing. Strictly based off of the Boston bombing, the Boston Red Sox will be World Series champions. Gonna base it right off of the Boston bombing. So you heard it here first. Right here, Surviving the Game Sports segment on Don Nicolion Show, WGAG Radio, 5 days a week. You know how we do it, Friday night, Surviving the Game. With that one, yeah, you know what it is. Come on now. We can call that with our eyes closed. You know Boston winning it. And then they're going to have this big parade tell about all the people who lost their lives and all the tragic that they've been through. They wanted the terrorist attack, all that. I can see the storyline right now, right before the damn, you know how they do the promos before this World Series, the story, the two tales of the teams? That's going to be the thing for the Boston, the Red Sox. It's going to be based off of that whole thing, a town gripped by tragedy and terror, and the baseball team brought them together, and they came from improbable comebacks, and here they are. Man, I mean, this is great production. It's going to make for good television, put it like that. So there it is. Come on back, Don Colion. Finish the rest of the show. That's it, y'all.
I think Dynamite went to the restroom on me. Not on me. That didn't even sound right. Like, that didn't come out right. I said, she might have been. I think she stepped away and went to the restroom while I was doing sports. I have to be politically correct. Some of the shit you say just don't come out right. Did you just, that sounded real fucked up, didn't it? Didn't that sound, I sound real terrible right there. So that's how it is. I'm trying to keep it going. Do I have any other stories in the world of sports?
Okay, I'm
no.
Back.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, darling. You're the best. Tell the hat, bitch.
I do my best.
Are we done or what? Did
I
miss anything good? Huh?
No. I basically picked the World Series champion based off of the storyline, which would be the Boston Red Sox, based off of the Boston bombings. Because that's going to be the play-up. That's going to be the play-up. Right now.
And who else you got with him? Who's playing with him?
They're playing the St. Louis Cardinals. So it's gonna be the city of Boston tragedy and triumph and comeback and all that, America's team. That's gonna be the storyline. So you'll have the Red Sox winning the World Series. And then they'll be like, I am a real American. That's the kind of shit that's going to be going on. I'm for the rights of every man. That's going to be that shit. Yeah. So, like I said, you heard it here first.
Wow. Well, we appreciate loving Neff. Thank you so much, honey. Y'all make sure y'all check out Neff Surviving the Game Friday nights at 9 p.m. On WGAG Radio, man. What's good with everybody? How you doing, Teresa Washington, my girl in the building? It's good to see you. Feet up. I set Royal. Everybody this thing, man, live in tennis. Well dressed, Queen Vita. What's good with you, guys? All the guests tuning in, man. G still learning. I see you, honey. Charles, Fire Linus. Who else in this thing? Get real, my fairy godmother. Hey. Oh, shit. Jay Works is in the building. What's good with you, Jay Works? And a special shout-out to my girl, the Math MD, is in the building, man. I see you, Math MD. What's good with you? Star Dancer, All Party, everybody, thank you. Voice is Cyber. What's up? What you like? What's up, man? What's up? And one time for my man, Self-guided, man. Nigga started early with a player like myself. Peace and blessings and prosperity, everybody, though, that's tuning in, and protection, the most of all, you know what I'm saying, that's tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show amongst you and your family, man. That's, I think protection is most important than prosperity, but through protection comes prosperity. I think that always comes, you know what I'm talking about, when you protect yourself. Kind of like you can't lose anyway. You want the protection first. That's what you want to really fucking have, because once you, now you protect it. So it ain't shit can go really wrong, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, happy New Year to Sita. I'm a set. Oh, it means a lot. You spend your Earth Day or your New Year with us right now, Sita. It's an honor. It's an honor. Much love and prosperity to the one that, pushed you out, decided to go ahead and let you win that war so you can come on out, man. So today we praise your mother. We praise your mother on this new day, the day she gave birth to you. All praises to the great mother of Sita Ama Aset Royal. Peace, 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 peace. It's a new year. That means that's a full cycle right there, Sita. You know what I'm saying? That's a full cycle for you. That's a full cycle. So, it's a new year. That's your new year. Hopefully you start to make your transition into that which what you've been striving to transition into, to a new place. You know what I'm saying? A new surroundings, a new environment, a new everything for you, because this is your new year. This is your date of birth, the day your mother gave birth. To bring forth you into a new world. You no longer in triple darkness in the womb. So, yeah. So it's a possibility that you'll be making your transition, into that new dwelling place that you've been looking forward to go. Because it's a a new year. That's what happens when it's a new year. Anyway, man, okay, all right. Some of y'all might want to mute the show for a minute because I want to give my or anybody else who want to call in and tell me what they thought about it. But I ain't talk long about it. I'm just going to say what I got to say. The TLC movie on VH1 sucked. It was fucking garbage, okay? It was poor directing, poor acting. I didn't like the way they, you know, had fucking little mama portraying Left Eye like she's some bull-dyking-ass hard bitch. That bothered the shit out of me. I hate the acting. I didn't like it. Didn't like the directing. I didn't like none of that shit. It was horrible. I give it a fucking try it again. Start the fuck off. VH1 wrong as fuck. They half-assed this shit. They half-assed that shit. I didn't like it. Didn't fucking like it, and that's all I got to say about it. Yeah, Fireliner said, my daughter said the Chili story is all bullshit. Yeah, man, of course. Shit, I ain't like none of that shit. This shit was terrible, Fireliner. I swear, man, I'm sitting there. Man, I just can't believe this shit. I would rather see what Oprah Winfrey and goddamn Tyler Perry can do with that shit. I'd rather put my trust in Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey on this shit because it's some bullshit. And I did say this, though. I don't know, nephew, you still around, but I did say, man, I said, man, that's probably how the fuck they going to do Tupac movie, just like that. Booty, garbage, disgusting, terrible directing, terrible script, terrible actors. It's fucking going to be disgusting, Your Honor. Watch. I bet you it's going to be like that. Bet you it's going to be just fucking just stupid. It's going to be like, what the fuck is this shit? Watch. You see? Watch. I bet you it's going to be booty. It's going to be terrible, man. That shit was terrible. I didn't like it at all. VH1 need their ass kicked for that shit. They should have had Mona doing that shit. It looked like Mona is goddamn the only one that's keeping VH1 alive and shit. But god damn, shit was terrible. See how they portrayed Dr. Sebi like he was a god? I missed that whole part. They didn't even say his name, did they? He was a god, all right. That bitch died in his care. Anyway, I'll move on. Talking about a damn car accident. Oh, they gave him another name? What name did they give him? What name did they say? That was the only part that made sense when they left his name out, because they in damn sure ain't trying to get, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, they wanted to protect Left Eye from just coming out where she, you know, had a immune deficiency disease, acquired immune deficiency disease, but, that's kind of cool to keep that under wraps and shit, and I just only want to sound crazy like I don't. Like me, I'll be the only one that know that this bitch died of an acquired immune deficiency disease, but it was good that they disguised it under fucking car wreck, but that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't like the fucking movie, man. Yes, honey. Yes, too. Yes. Come on in, 410. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don.
Hey, B, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Oh, man, thank you for asking. Man, that means a lot coming from you. I'm doing my best. Thank you.
Well, I didn't get to see the TLC shit, but I thought it was going to be bullshit, so I'm glad I missed it because I'd have been pissed off wasting my minutes of my life on that
girl,
bullshit.
Girl, you ain't lying. Man, that shit was terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
And I didn't know, I thought she had herpes. I heard Dr. Sebi said she had herpes when she came to him. She had HIV,
no,
too?
She had AIDS. I don't know about the herpes. That's new, what you just said to me.
Yeah, he's
I
on
knew
her
she
YouTube.
Had AIDS, though.
Yeah, he's on YouTube. He said when she came to him and she told him, Dr. Sebi, you didn't even know I had herpes, did you, when you treated me? And he says that on a YouTube video.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He could be lying because out of her mouth it was AIDS.
Uh-huh. I took some of his stuff
out of her
before.
Mouth. It was A's. Out of his mouth, he wanted to use that, but out of her mouth, it was A's.
Oh, okay. I took some of his before, but it didn't do nothing for me. I didn't see any change or anything. I thought,
what the fuck you doing going to Dr. Sebi? What you had going on with you, boo?
Look, they said to do a fast and a full toxic cleanse to take this stuff he had. I swear, I'm going to tell you the truth. I ain't even going to front. I swear if that would get tested in a lab, I think it was prune juice.
It probably was goddamn prune juice.
And I really think it was just some prune juice.
This nigga robbing motherfuckers. He like a fake dope boy. This nigga goddamn.
I did a toxic cleaning. It was supposed to like clean your whole, you do a fast and clean your whole blood and everything. I was really on it and took that shit. It was like prune juice to me. I swear, I think that was prune juice.
Yeah, I don't trust them niggas, man. I remember that time I tried to fucking make my weed bag fatter and putting some goddamn paprika in that some goddamn oregano and basil in that shit, trying to trick a few niggas. Fake-ass motherfucking doctor and shit. Dr. Sebo, fake-ass nigga that gave you some prune juice, boo. How much it cost?
Oh, man, it might have been like $40-something to $50, I swear, yeah. But that was years ago. I don't know what his prices is now, but I took it like years ago. I went on and got the, just to do a toxic clean while I was fasting. You know, it was supposed to clean your blood and rejuvenate you and all this kind of stuff. And, I was taking that shit and it wasn't doing nothing, but I felt a little funny, but it was like, if I could bet on anything, I would say that was prune juice.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Good googly moogles.
Yeah.
Well, I don't trust that nigga, though.
Yeah, I would never do that again. I guess I was naive then, and I did that. But
how old were you then? Well, it was like 5-10 years ago.
No, it wasn't 5-10 years ago. It was maybe about 4 years ago.
Yeah,
and I was going real strong with the health kick and really, you know, doing it. So I just wanted to cleanse everything. You know, my blood, and I was told that was like a blood cleaner, and it'll do all this, clean your blood, and oxidized and all this kind of stuff.
But how many motherfuckers would, I mean, first you would think you would have to know if your blood is dirty.
Right, yes, but
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I don't understand why people just do shit and then it's they could be,
fine,
you know, fuck, they could have some fucked up
me.
Blood or some fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you shitting on the regular, then you don't need to shit goddamn on the regular. You don't need to shit extra on the regular.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then if you already doing a fast, see, that's that bullshit. When they tell your ass, when you go through a fast anyway, your body starts to push out everything any goddamn way, so you don't need to spend no money on nothing when you fasting. And it don't matter. You eat a burger after coming off your goddamn fast. That shit, that burger come right out your ass in the next goddamn hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you shit instantly once you know what I'm saying, regulate your own system. You don't need nothing extra, you know what I'm saying? You don't need nothing extra. All that little fake-ass shit, because they know that, see, people scared to live and scared to overstand about the way they got them, the system work. The system work off of your thoughts. It don't work off of what you buy. The system works off of your thoughts, the way you think about your system.
Right. And you need to really
and
know.
And so that's fucked up. So they're selling you on sick thoughts to say that this could clean your blood. So your mind or your brain dissect or compartmentalize it as, my blood might be tainted. My blood might be filthy. My blood might not be pure. So let me take this shit. So automatically the mind operates on, or the brain starts to send signals through the bloodstream as saying that your bloodstream is tainted because you believe it. What a man believes, so shall it be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then they be like, you need to, you know, your system could be clogged up. Use this for that. I don't use none of that shit. Fuck you. I use my mind, motherfucker. I ain't finna buy that shit.
Yeah.
You can get me to goddamn start sending signals to my body thinking my blood fucked up, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I did it one time, but I never did anything else, and I never ordered anything else.
Yeah, man, niggas need to wake up from that shit, though. They need to stop falling for this okie-doke bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They got something to tell. They selling you some shit that you ain't even think is wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, my thing is this. The only time I'm going to fuck with some herbs or some goddamn dumb fuck telling me to combine this with this and that with that is when I'm damn near dead. But if I can jump up out my damn bed and piss and go drive a car and goddamn get dread, put on makeup and eat what I fucking want to eat and breathe and all of that, motherfucker, I ain't fucking with none of that shit. I'm telling you off the real. Because the way goddamn my mama told me, Tara, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it, bitch. And wait till the shit start to break the fuck down when you know. Other than that, I don't fuck around with that shit. I had to have a fucking heart attack before I even started to eat beets. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my system got to break. My system got to let me know, bitch, we died. And my shit ain't goddamn doing. If I ain't got none of that broke fucking body inside system syndrome going on, I ain't finna go buy none of that shit. I ain't buy none of that shit. I ain't running nobody. I'm healthier than a motherfucker until I cannot get up out the bed, motherfucker. That's different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's how I feel now. I would never purchase none of that stuff nowadays. So.
Yeah, I don't fall for that shit. Fuck all that. I ain't trying to goddamn, I ain't trying to be healthy, motherfucker. I'm trying to goddamn make sure that goddamn I stay the way I am without no outside influence. And when the shit breaks the fuck down is when I start to goddamn go to the herb store. You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't buy garlic until, goddamn, I get a little cold. So I don't even eat garlic because I don't want my body immune to that motherfucker. So I don't season with garlic. I don't use none of that shit until I get a little cold, a little cough, a little something. I'm going to use it. People don't understand, man. Your body start getting immune to earth, and that means that it can no longer fight off nothing when it's time for you to use it.
Right. Because
you seasoning too much. I don't season my food, too, by the way. B, I don't put shit in my goddamn food. You feel me? I put some lyre in my motherfucker. But goddamn, if it's time for me to use some sea salt, motherfucker, my body got. If I'm using the wrong, I'm using the right shit at the wrong time. You see what I'm saying? People don't understand.
Right.
Don't use the right shit at the wrong time. That's like eating the oranges all the goddamn time, and oranges is medicine. But now your bitch ass stay sick, and orange juice don't even fucking help your little monkey ass. The orange ain't gonna help you. You might as well just drink goddamn rubber tubs of every goddamn day if you gonna fuck, you know, if you gonna get immune to some shit. It don't make no goddamn sense. And they weaken their immune system. You see what I'm saying? Because you're using the right shit at the wrong goddamn time. Wait till you get sick, dumbass motherfuckers. Goddamn it. And if you don't get sick, you don't need it. That's why the vegetation, I ain't trying to goddamn preach on that goddamn vegetable, goddamn herb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? I done been there, done that. I got a fucking degree. You feel what I'm saying? I got papers on what that shit called? Herbopathic medicine and shit. You see what I'm saying? Boo. I got papers on that. I got that shit when I was 20 motherfucking one. I was taught by the best herbologists in the fucking planet. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that bitch taught me some shit. That bitch, you know what I'm saying? That's why I don't know that shit. You know what I'm talking about? Because, goddamn, I got to keep it 1,000 with you niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Or like Babylon College 721 on you motherfuckers. You feel what I'm saying? 361 pie on you motherfuckers. Supreme by mass on you motherfuckers. Because, goddamn, Don don't fall for that shit. Nah, I don't fall for that shit. You know what I'm talking about? My body has to completely start to break down. You know what I'm saying? Because then I go to the earth for the earth to heal me. You see what I'm saying? Because then it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work fast. It's going to work quick. You know what I'm saying? I used to drink prune juice every day like a dumbass, right? I used to have coffee, water, and goddamn another coffee cup heated with some prune juice in it. I'm going to show you how fast your body get immune to prune juice. Because that would be my breakfast. Coffee, water, and prune juice. So I drink the prune juice, take a little sip, then I take the coffee, take a little sip, then I take the water,
and rinse it out. You feel what I'm saying? And I was done with my rotation every goddamn morning. And the first time I started doing that shit, this was way back in the days, though, right? You know, good. I shit. Perfect. Perfect combination. Water, pro juice, coffee. I shit. You feel what I'm saying? That thing I goddamn know, the pro juice ain't goddamn working. Neither is the goddamn coffee. And neither
wow.
is the goddamn water. None of that shit was working. You know what I'm saying? I got immune to coffee. It was no longer giving me the kick that I needed. The prune juice wasn't giving me the shit that I needed. And the water wasn't giving me the quench my thirst when I need, wasn't doing shit for me. You know what I'm saying? My body got so immune to it that it didn't work. So I had to get the fuck off of it. We break our own immune system down.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We destroy our immune system by overdoing it. And nothing in moderation. This is when I understand what in moderation means. Like, for me, B, I ain't trying to tell nobody how to live their life because I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucked up. I ain't going to need front. I'm a fucked up bitch. You feel what I'm saying? I'm fucked up. I ain't no health nut. I'm fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just going to tell you how I do my shit. Now, I can't tell nobody how to do that because I ain't in your body and I don't know what the fuck planet you come from. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to need front, B. I only eat vegetables and goddamn fruit when I ain't feeling good. That's it. I'm about to eat some motherfucking hamburgers, some goddamn pizza, some motherfucking spaghetti, motherfucker, and a goddamn chicken sandwich. You see what I'm saying? With cheese and mayo and goddamn onions and goddamn extra cheese on that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? Because when I need the earth, that bitch better come forward, player. You feel what I'm saying? But, shout out, I ain't trying to be funny, though. I want to use that bitch like a nigga use a hoe. That's what I want to use this bitch for. You know what I'm saying? She going to bring me good tidings. You feel what I'm saying? She going to take care of me when I call on that hoe. You feel what I'm saying? This bitch going to come when nobody else goddamn is going to be around. You feel what I'm saying? But if I keep using this bitch, she going to get tired of me. You see what I'm saying? If I keep using her for nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's like a nigga calling you for nothing. You don't even need the bitch right now. You feel what I'm saying? Just wasting her goddamn time. So, yeah, that's just me. That's just me, and I'm sorry to tell y'all that shit. I'm sorry to tell you motherfuckers, but this is how I do my shit. It's a formula to my shit, but that's why I know when I need her, I'm going to consume her. When I need her, because this bitch got healing all throughout her system. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the vegetation is for healing. You know what I'm saying? It's for when you get sick. You know what I'm talking about? That one I use that broad. Other than that, I ain't got to use her. You feel what I'm saying? I get a goddamn headache shouted. I drink water, but I also swallow goddamn Tylenol. You feel what I'm saying? Boo! Fucked y'all up with that one, right? Fucked y'all up with that, right? That's the balance, man. Ha ha! Gotcha! I drank 8 ounces of water with a Tylenol, motherfucker. I ain't stupid. Anyway, sorry about that. I digress.
After
I swallow a holy tablet, motherfucker, and I get a headache.
I did eventually learn that I have to listen to my body, and your body will actually tell you by what we call as cravings what it is low and deficient in. So that's when I started to really be in tune with my body,
what
exactly I needed, and paid attention to that. And I know when I need certain things, so I've never
Hell yeah, and for some reason, do your body work like mine be? Because my body be telling me to get some shit that the average person would disagree with. But that's exactly what my body needs.
Like hot fries sometimes.
Yeah, hot fries, girl, you too. Girl,
yeah.
My body be like, bitch, get the fuck out them hot fries, ho. And I don't even eat hot fries, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just put me right back in the game.
Yeah, it does something. It breaks down. I look at it as alchemy. Your body is breaking it down into something else. And there was times when I've been sick before and I could drink an orange soda or a grape soda. And I hate those things, grape and orange soda. But I could drink it and it'll cure my cold, my little, sniffles or whatever. So it's doing something. It breaks, your body knows what to use it for.
So.
Absolutely. And you know, that was one thing I like about about me and you. Let's just talk. This is between me and you. Don't tell nobody this shit. But this is the one thing I like about me and your body and our mind, because it doesn't see good and evil. It doesn't see bad and good. It knows that this is exactly what the fuck you need. You see what I'm saying? It ain't like
right.
Your body saying, no, don't put no hot fries in us. It's like, that's exactly what the bitch gonna need right now, just to get that shit right. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it always goes, our body tells us, do your body and your mind work like they be? Let me ask you a question. Don't fuck. Now, you answered it, but make sure you don't tell nobody, because you know I got these cuckoo motherfuckers listening. You feel me? You feel me, B?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do your body and your mind be telling you to get some shit that you normally don't fucking eat every day, though? It's always be something that you don't, and it'd be like the craziest shit, though, too, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine, too. Mine, too. Mm-hmm. Mine, too.
Yeah.
And it save us and shit.
Yeah, it could be a piece of candy, and it's a candy that I don't even eat, or candy that, and my body will tell me eat that piece of candy or buy some of that candy and eat it, and it does something. So,
absolutely. French Toast says sometimes French Toast, is good to see you again, honey. French Toast says sometimes we do not know we are sick until it's too late. Prevention, when possible, is always the best way. Totally agree. And the way you prevent it is by paying attention to your body. You can't be religious to your fucking self, yo. That's called being self-righteous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be religious to yourself. That's the problem with you niggas. Y'all become religious to yourself and be like, oh no, I can't do that. But your body is saying we need it. This is what you gotta fucking do. That's prevention.
Yeah.
That is prevention right there. Real talk. Like in the order of Melchizedek, they say you gotta move a rock that you can't move. So that's like being able to listen to your body, even if it says I need you to go swim in dirt. Like, you know, that's some shit you just ain't gonna do. But if you hearing that, your body is saying, we need dirt. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Something's real sick and shit. Something that you don't normally fucking do, but that's what your body calls for. That's what your body needs. It always asks of you to do something that you normally don't do, because it breaks the monotony. It breaks your mundane life, because that's what they need. Your body, mind, brain, and all that shit needs it. But people are righteous. They like become so religious to their body as if they done made a, as let me tell you something, as if y'all done made an oath to the fucking, to the health community or some old shit. Like y'all done pledged y'all life over on to them and totally ignore your own living spirit, living soul. That's what I'm getting from all these motherfuckers, B. You feel what I'm saying? They act like they don't pledge their life over to the Illuminati of the health factory, of health food store and shit. Like, nigga, but your body's telling you need some M&Ms, motherfucker, and then they feel like they done sinned and shit. B, have you ever hang around a motherfucker who felt like they done sinned for eating the wrong shit? Lord, somebody got a spell on them, a strong religious spell on them. They feel so bad about that shit. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did it. I feel so bad. Now I got to fast. You so stupid. Your body says you needed it. That's what helped it. Get over it, motherfucker. What pledge, what fucking cult your ass belong to? Take me to it so I can burn that bitch down, because people does not listen to theyself.
Yeah, it is pretty cultish behavior going around, especially now. Incident happened a couple weeks ago. I saw someone posting about this quinoa, it's some type of rice or barley or wheat or something, which they eat now. This is the new hot thing. Like when the
sugar now, and they brought in agave. I mean, I said this is stuff that white people are promoting, and they're putting in you to eat these things. Because I sat there, and it was funny. It went up on Facebook just as I was sitting there, and I saw this white woman on the internet, Bethany, some talk show. She was cooking the shit. Quinoa. I said, this is shit that white people promote as they pull your string. They're the puppet masters to this shit in health food store. They give y'all this shit because y'all wasn't eating this shit years ago. So they're giving you the new trend in health, and they're cooking it and eating it too. I thought that shit was so funny. I watched a white bitch cook the shit right there on TV.
Calvin said, Don gonna talk you niggas into getting sugar diabetes and a heart attack. V gonna do that shit, goddammit. Look, man, let me tell y'all, man, it's the spirit first and the soul that breaks down. I don't understand what y'all don't get. When you and your spirit, your soul is disconnected, my nigga, then that's when it starts to break down. Do you understand? Do you understand how this shit works? Love, I told y'all, is healing. Love will heal you automatically. How many times I have to tell you niggas that shit? Love can't nothing. So if you love yourself, motherfucker, and I don't mean the flesh of yourself, I'm saying the ruh. What Neff at? Say it, Neff. The ruh, motherfucker. The soul. When you love your soul, motherfucker, it's going to forever keep you in health and longevity.
That's right,
and vitality, motherfucker.
Ruha.
The Ruach.
That's right.
Kadosh, the Holy Soul, motherfucker.
That's right.
No.
Well, it's Calvin. You're the owner of Greener Green. Hey, leave that name, leave that moniker out of this conversation.
I mean, it's still the
right?
truth, though. You
Calvin?
Know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that's my pharmaceutical spot. I'm only using Greener Greens for pharmaceutical reasons. You motherfuckers use it as if y'all goddamn going making protein shakes every goddamn day, dumbass motherfuckers. You're going to get immune to your goddamn moringa. You're going to get immune to your goddamn spirulina and all the rest of that shit, you dumbass motherfucker. Neff is my pharmaceuticalologist, you motherfucker. I know how to use a motherfucker properly. And to use a thing, you got to work a thing the way it works. You got to figure out how that thing works and then work that shit. You know what I'm saying? Your body's going to goddamn get immune to that shit. Then guess what's going to happen to you motherfuckers? Y'all going to have to go see a doctor.
I tell you straight up,
y'all
going to
end up going to see a doctor. Well, I'm just going to call Neff and say, Neff, I need this. Because I don't use it. I don't use my moringa. Everything I got from Neff, that shit's sitting right here. God damn it. If I ain't got it, then I'm a caller. But because I done stocked up on my medicine, because I know it's medicine. I know anything come from the ground is medicine. It's medicine, God damn it. God
That's
damn
right.
it. Do you motherfuckers take a Tylenol every day when you ain't got a headache? Hello? Wake the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You got to know. Y'all just over. I told you, niggas amplify everything.
Yeah, totally overdo it. And you shouldn't wake up every day and do these shakes and do these things like this constantly, because that does make sense. You're going to become immune to the shit. And when it's time for you to really heal yourself,
then your
ass
will be in the emergency room because nothing works. None of your herbs work. Nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing. You got to use her for what she really is, and the sun for what it really is. That's what you got to use it for. You know what I'm saying? They abuse it.
Yeah, and if you look at tribes, if you ever seen tribes, like, you know how they show on the Nature Channel and all that shit, they usually grind up herbs and shit only when somebody's sick, the medicine.
Only when
the
motherfucker's not feeling well. Absolutely.
Right. They don't do it every day. Yeah, so, yeah, that would make sense.
Right. Because I know for me, you know what I'm saying, like I said, anytime, you know, especially – I know for me that I have to wait, you know what I'm saying, to utilize something as precious as the planet Earth. That's what rape calls. So technically, y'all part of the motherfuckers that's raping her because you ain't supposed to. Listen, don't fuck the bitch because you got a hard on. Fuck the bitch when she come to you. You feel me what I'm saying?
That's what you're supposed to use Earth for. When she ready for you, then she's ready to give you all her healing and her power, her ingredients, and everything it needs to keep you living longer and healthier. But you niggas are acting just like Mr. Cracker Man, just fucking the shit out of her when you fucking feel like it and it's not working. Look at the Cracker Man. He's dying. He's dying. She's not working for him. And she ain't working for a lot of Negroes, too, because you fucking the shit out of her. You need to wait until she's ready to give herself unto you. I keep telling you, motherfuckers, I'm a representative of the planet Earth. I rep this bitch. I know this hoe personally. We talk every day, son. You don't fucking want to fuck with me. Check my Facebook page. She my top friend, and she followed me on Twitter, motherfucker. Shit, you don't want to fuck with me. Me and this bitch cool. Now, if you was about to come in and tell her something. Neville, was you about to come in and tell us something?
No, I was just going to, I was just agreeing with you, and I was talking to MD, you know, and saying, because that's what I said. I tell all the people that I deal with who come to me, and I'm like, when you use that shit for detoxing purpose now, I'm like, man, you do it for the time, and then you set it down. You don't have to indulge. Somebody, I just talked to a customer of mine the other day, and I was like, you don't indulge every single day. I said, everything is done in moderation.
Miss Kyle just dropped. That must have been like magic or something. Like, shut up. Must have been like magic or something. Because obviously, you know, I was like, whatever.
Me or what?
Neff, you got to come back
in. I thought I heard it going
Neff.
In and out.
Yeah. Neff, come back in because your call dropped. I don't know where you at now. I don't know what happened, but your call dropped. I need you to come back in, though, for real. I don't know what the fuck happened. But say what now, B?
Yeah, I heard her going in and out. I didn't know what was going on.
Oh, because I heard it clear, and next thing I know, the call just dropped. So, damn, everybody
no,
be hearing something totally different from me. Did y'all hear Neff break up? Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Her phone died. Phone said, phew. You got to come back in, Neff, babe. You want me to, I call you on to the show. But anyway, but that's just my spiel, me and B spiel on it, because I'm very careful. Like I said, even with sex, I know when to use it. You know what I'm saying? Because sex is a force. You can use it to heal. But love, man, I'm telling you, love is the cure. Love yourself. Love
Don,
that soul.
You have it, this urge that you have, does your body tell you when to have sex to cure yourself when you're sick?
Say what now?
Has that ever happened to you where you know you got to have sex to get over a cold? That happened to me before, the flu, body aches. If I had
no, but
I've used
my sex force to help someone that was sick. Yeah, I got on top of that motherfucking
pulled
that shit out of them. Yeah, I'm a taker.
Yeah,
I take
the
shit away, in the form of illness because I have healing in my pussy, so my pussy can heal anything.
All right, we have to go that step.
Yeah, for real, my pussy's a healer. My pussy's a healer. My tits is a AK. My pussy's a healer. Okay. My pussy go bling, you heal.
All right.
For real, goddamn, my pussy healed, though, like a motherfucker. I don't give it to everybody, though. It's just I don't want no niggas sick laying next to me. I got a problem with sick motherfuckers I'm in a relationship with. So I just be like, man, fuck it, man. Pull your pants down. Let me go on and get your fucking ass better. I call Doc right now. Doc is a doctor. He couldn't heal himself. You want me to call Doc right now? Doc can tell you. Let me call this motherfucker. Doc can tell you, man, yes, but that's why I still stay with the bitch. He'll tell you that. For real. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you, goddamn, I hear all my niggas, goddamn it. I can't have no sick-ass nigga, goddamn, around me. Nigga, you got to get straight, boo. I don't fuck around because that's the only thing I can do for you. I don't know how to make no soup. I don't know how to fucking give you fucking orange juice in bed. I don't know shit about that, motherfucker. I ain't got time for that. I ain't no nurse, nigga. I don't do no shit like that, nigga. I got Racky in my pussy. My pussy name is Racky, motherfucker. Like, yo, son, like, you know, like, yo, I don't know nothing about what that shit, rubbing that goddamn Vicks vapor rub on the motherfucker. I don't know shit about that. I don't do no shit. Like, I don't even do that to my children. When my children get sick, I put my hands on them. I put my hands on my babies. You feel what I'm saying? And then I pull the sickness out of my babies. You feel what I'm saying? I pull that shit. As soon as I touch a motherfucker, they heal. Nigga, I make Jesus look like a welfare case. Matter of fact, I make Jesus look like a goddamn, I make Jesus look like Paul Light, a fucking fraud. Fucking with me, goddamn it. Shit. Goddamn it. Motherfucker don't want to fuck with me. Shit. I know my shit. I know my power. Goddamn it. Y'all better check my astrology chart, motherfucker. Shit. Like, for real. Goddamn, Bobby Gay knew what time it was. Niggas said sexual healing, goddamn. Shit, nigga had a fever. Hot just like an oven. I need some loving. Nah. Any goddamn way, man. Okay, let's change the subject, because goddamn, it is Tuesday. It's too early for this shit. Let's get some decorum, B. You got a filthy mouth, B.
And that was you.
We got to stop hanging around each other. This is terrible.
It was you. That wasn't me.
I'm about to call Don, though. Why this shit, man? Let me call that nigga, man. I'm telling y'all, motherfucker, y'all hoe be thinking Don up. Goddamn, be talking outside of her motherfucking mouth. Don a bad bitch, man. Y'all niggas better recognize. Goddamn. Show you, man. Show you, goddamn. Let me call that
nigga,
man.
Did you see what? The new investigation the FBI is doing on
Diddy?
With underage boys, I guess.
On Diddy and shit.
And other boys.
I heard about that shit. I saw a little bit of that. Neff, your mic is open.
Yeah, that just dropped yesterday, that revolt. So they going to take his ass out.
Doc.
Yes.
Doc.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Okay.
How you doing? You're on the show right now. I'm sure you know that, right, from the number that called in?
Yeah, I saw the number, yes.
Okay. Yeah, tell everybody all praises to our new Elion Elionel, babe.
Yes. All praises to our new Elion Elionel.
Right. Doc, could you tell them, honey, we were talking about healing and stuff and how the planet Earth and all this stuff. Doc, tell them about the time you were sick, boo. Tell them about the time you were sick and all eyes on Egypt, boo. And tell them about that time. What I had to do for you, honey.
Oh, yeah. I actually had pneumonia. I believe I had pneumonia because I had a high fever, and I remember that real clearly. That was about 7 years ago.
Yes, honey. Yes, it was.
Yeah, and I was I had this chill, this fever, this sweating, and all the signs and symptoms, this cough and everything, and just this sick, and I don't know where I had got it from, but I remember. I remember you laid.
Don't tell it. I did what? What'd you say?
We were resting together, and she laid with me and held me, you know, real close, and it was like I went off to sleep, right, and I woke up feeling great. I honestly did. I woke and got up and went to work. I got up and went right to work. But I was
right.
Pneumonia
was out your system. You got to tell him exactly. Because they're saying, man, Doc's so political correct, talking about resting together. They're gone and said, they're real nigga radio. Go on and tell them about it.
Yeah.
Because me, this is what me and B was talking about through sex, healing through sex. So go ahead and just tell them what it was.
Well, we did.
You ain't do shit. You don't say we.
Right.
Only thing you can do is get that muscle hard, honey. That muscle got hard with that goddamn pneumonia.
and I know I slept very good, and I woke up, you know, feeling 100%.
And it was gone too. Yeah.
It was gone. It was gone.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah was,
that's what it's doing
gone.
For.
That was,
that's why it's a force. It's not an act. Sex is not an act. It's a very powerful fucking force. It could heal you or it could kill
amen.
You.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So yeah, if you that's why you're not supposed to. It's not, you're supposed to treat sex like medicine. That's what sex is for. It's like medicine.
Yeah, sexual healing.
Yeah, it's like medicine.
Marvin Gaye was right. Marvin Gaye had it. He put it in the song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I had to tell these motherfuckers because sometimes, you know, dog, people think I talk cash shit. You see what I'm saying? I just be talking about people don't believe the shit. I tell them because I'm telling you, my movie, they play it on television. It's in the movies and shit. But, you know, they just think that, you know, that's why I said, you know, when we was talking about the earth and shit, how they shouldn't abuse her, you know what I'm saying,
right,
eating all her shit up. Because then when you sick, you going to run straight to a doctor rather than her because nothing works for you no more.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, that's, we finally got Neff back on the line too, though, Doc. You can stay with us, or you can. Do me a favor, bring the mail here. Please.
Okay.
When you get a chance,
I will. I'll do that right away.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks. All right, but Neff, come on back, honey. Give us a mic check, real quick.
Mic check, Dawn.
Hey, Neff, I'm glad you're back, man. Good thing you got a backup.
Yeah, man. No, shit was all. Shit was all low. I'm back in the game.
Oh, okay. Because Neff's B said you was breaking up when you was talking, and I heard you clear. So, you know, it's interesting how, you know, everybody hearing an echo. I don't hear an echo. She heard you break up, and I heard you speaking clear. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck going on. My end is just crisp when I hear y'all talk. But you want to say what you were saying again about the detox situation?
Oh, I was speaking in reference to the MD, and you know what I tell all the people who deal with me in Greener Greens when they are using some things like Corolla as a detox, and I was like, yeah, you want to use it for you know, the weeks that in which you need, and then you know, you can put it on the shelf. You don't have to take that. You don't have to take it every day. I don't indulge every day in my Moringa. I don't take it every day. You know.
Yeah.
You don't have to indulge. You know, you said niggas do have a way of amplifying a lot of things. And they think, I got to take it every day. I got to do it, you know.
Yeah, and then they become, like, more self-righteous, but they find out that that everything starts to work against them. Because this is just the way I see Earth. I see her as a natural healer. Just it.
Absolutely.
Just a natural healer.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because she can naturally heal herself with nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where does she go to? She's not like she's going to Saturn for medication. So she has the ability to go inside herself and to cure herself from any ailments or diseases or bacteria or anything that's happening to her. She can do that on her own. So she's a natural healer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if she can heal herself, surely she can heal you.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, and... You know, then we got those who got real strenuous work, who literally do strenuous work, and they get their ass wiped out every day. Then they take Moringa, you know, as one of their, you know, their booster, their, you know, energy boosters if they need it.
Yeah,
you know,
but as long as they're
right,
not overdoing it, because Moringa no longer would be an energy booster for them. Because I thought about taking her, Moringa. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I thought about taking her for an energy boost, right?
But
I know that I become addicted to anything that's going to give me that right boost. So, you know what I'm saying? So I don't even want to use Moringa for an energy boost because I know that she does. She got other healing properties in her Moringa. So that's why I'm only using it for my medicine and not for my personal feelings on how I need to be today.
Hell yeah, Don. That's what's up. And shout out to John Slim in the damn chat room. He just said, man, his swelling in his feet is gone after countless trips to the doctor after fucking with Moringa.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's what you need to use it for. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's why I said to myself, Neff, I said, I cannot abuse a Moringa because you know, Neff, I'm addicted to stimulants.
I know you are. You ain't
so I didn't want to. Yeah. I'm really one with Irv, even though I call her a hoe and all that other type of shit, but I can get away with that because she called me one, too. You feel what I'm saying? We cool like that. That's how we talk to each other. But I don't ever want to abuse her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to misuse her either. So that's why I said, fuck it. I cannot use it because I know it'll be all gone and it's not going to work no more. And when I really need her to come through for me, when, you know, something happens to my body, it ain't going to work because I don't use Moringa for an energy boost.
Set a setting right there in the chat. right there. Uh-huh. Once you get it in your system, I said Sada hit it on the head. Once you get it in your system, you don't need it every day. You know?
Yeah.
And that's that's the truth.
Yeah. But like I said, when people are addicted to something, I know what I'm addicted to because that's what you sold me on, Moringa being an energy booster, and then you added all the other healing properties. And I was like, bitch, give me that goddamn Moringa. Energy boost, that's all I need to know. And then I had to really, you know, come to my senses. Like, you know, I've been coming to my senses like for 4 months now. And overstanding, when you really embark upon this union with yourself, you start to see everything as you. So I overstand what she is here for, why I'm even in her any fucking way, why I can use my will and just pull something up from out of her and just cook it. But I understand now that I wouldn't even want a motherfucker to misuse me and use me for what I'm really am programmed to do. Don't use me for what. You know, for what you think I'm programmed to, or what you think I can do, you know, because I'm just readily at a motherfucker service, but use me what I'm programmed to do most importantly. And so now I understand that, because Earth is also a huge fucking program, and we're inside of her, and it's like you can't misuse this fucking gracious entity. You know what I'm saying? You can't misuse it because it's not going to come to your aid when you need it. And that's why I understand why, you know, my neighbor's house can get fucked up and my house stay untouched. And my neighbor's house ain't got but 4 trees, and I got thousands of trees all around, and they got a tree falling on their shit. So I already know, like, yo, I can't even be fucking with this. I can't even be misusing her. I have to make sure her and I stay close. You know what I'm saying? It's just like having a friend with money. When you know your friend got money, if you a real motherfucker, you don't call that motherfucker for no goddamn money. You're not going to leech off of them because they have abundance of prosperity. Only a fucking foul motherfucker does that shit. You know what I'm saying? Only around you because you want them to do this and that and the third for you. So I see her as a friend that I would never lose a friendship over. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Because she has abundance of prosperity. You know what I'm saying? Even if I had gold in my yard, I wouldn't dig it up. That's what I mean. Even if I had gold because that's hers, I wouldn't dig it up. Because what the fuck I'm going to do with it? Really. You know what I'm saying? And she got everything now. Don't get me wrong. 313, the girl is wealthy. Earth is wealthy. Even God said the city got gold. Even God said the gold is good. Her water is good. Everything is fucking good. Even God told Adam and Eve, God damn it, all this shit is yours, and this bitch got some good-ass shit. The vegetation, everything is there. Don't misuse it, though. Come on in, 313. Can I get a mic check?
Mic check. Peace to everybody that's on here. I'm glad y'all got this class going on right now.
Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Hey, all right, and yourself. I'm dealing with, like, acid reflux, so what's good for that, to control that?
Okay, that's what Neff need to come in at. Damn, and Neff said she'll be right back. Neff, where you at? Because they said ginger. Ginger.
Yeah, I just add a little piece of ginger, too.
Yeah,
like,
but I heard ginger was just good for motion sickness or nausea.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard it for acid reflux. Are you eating when you lay down?
Ass.
When you lay down, do you eat and then lay down?
Not really.
Not really. That means you do. Come on now, help me out. That means you do. That's what fucks it up right there. So stop eating, and I mean not stop eating, but don't lay down after you eat. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it takes a longer time for our food to digest. I have dealt with acid reflux a lot. So I have to learn to, and you know how doctors, and Doc on the phone too. Let me ask Doc. Doc, you still here? Unmute yourself real quick. I'm gonna ask. Watch this. Doc, how long you should let your food digest before laying down?
About 2 hours actually.
Right. They say about 2. So because you and I, that 2 hours don't work for me and you, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have to double up on our shit, so it's not going to work. So, because I used to believe that two-hour shit work, and I would watch the clock. And so I would stand up, sit up, and shit like that, and that 2 hours don't work for me. Because as soon as I lay my ass down, that shit coming right up. So, you know what I'm saying, we have to stay, upright longer than usual.
than everybody else's time. You know what I'm saying? And then there's certain food that causes the acid reflux, like tomatoes and shit like that. So are you into a lot of, like, pizzas or tomatoes or ketchup or anything with tomatoes in it?
Yeah, I was, but right now I'm trying to cut back all the way.
I'm glad you are, because tomatoes is acidy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's causing it, and that's why, even though I like spaghetti and I like pizza and shit like that, but I do have to watch, you know, before I lay down. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure if I'm going to enjoy that shit, then I damn sure got to make sure that I'm up for about 4 hours. Maybe walking is good, too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Walk it off and shit like that, you know? But, yeah, that's your key right there,
that's
honey. I'm not going to tell you to buy anything, honey. I'm going to tell you what's causing it, and that's what's causing it because that's what I'm good at doing. I'll tell you what caused it. So don't lay down. And if you can, like you said, you're trying to stay away from the acidy tomatoes and shit like that. That's why I had to learn to hate tomatoes. But then I love pizza. I still like pizza and potato spaghetti. So I just now have to watch what I do after I eat.
Yeah, I got to
change
my whole diet.
Mm-hmm. And plenty of water.
My whole diet.
Yeah, and your whole way of eating, your whole way of what you eat, what you do after you eat, that's very important. I didn't know that was important. What you do after you eat is very important. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you gonna have to keep busy after you eat and don't lay your ass down. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that's important. That's going to prevent your acid reflux. And drink plenty of water, because water is always the cure. Water's the key. Because you want to wash that acid all the way down, boo. That's what I have to do. I have to swallow and gobble up a whole bunch of water. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm tired, if I got to lay down, I have to eat some pizza and shit, boo. I have to drink a whole bunch of goddamn water to get that shit down. That shit ain't no joke. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, everybody's throwing out licorice sticks. Everybody in the chat room saying licorice sticks, ginger and shit like that. But, boo, you know what I mean? I'm on the preventative side. That's what's going to help, boo. You're not spending no money. You can enjoy your hamburger with your tomatoes. Just walk for 4 hours. Eat you a tomato sandwich, boo, and drink plenty of water and walk for 4 hours. I'm sorry. I ain't no good today. But anything else, honey?
No, that's it. That's it. I appreciate it because I do a lot of working, and when I drive a lot, so that's probably when I eat and drive it.
And see, that sitting,
too,
and that sitting don't do shit for us, do it? When we be, because we'll get acid reflux sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we supposed to be standing. We got to move that shit on through our bodies. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, I will say this. See, I know you drive and shit like that, but I don't know how the companies are set where you got a time to get to one destination to the next. But, you know, they do recommend that we stretch our legs and walk for about 20 minutes in every break. How many minutes is it, Doc, to stretch them legs when we're driving on the road? Okay, he gone again.
About 10 or 15 minutes.
So try to do that, you know what I'm saying? Try to do that in between time, you know, because that sitting, it don't work. That sitting the shit don't work for us. When we eating our little acid reflux situation. Yeah, so we got to really stand up and walk that shit. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right, appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, man. I do my best. That's what we do here. I'm glad that you're tuning in with us. You drive safe, you hear me?
Okay.
All right, 502, come on there. Give me a mic check.
What's going on, Don?
Hey, Jack eBay, that was your loud-ass background.
Oh, well,
hell yeah, I'm singing
you know,
it with his.
So hold on, let me, that's my shit. But
you sound better now.
My question.
Huh?
Yeah, I got a question. Maybe you can help me. I've been looking forever for a natural remedy for my irregular heartbeat. Have you ever heard of anything natural for irregular heartbeats?
That's a good question. No, but I've never have. Maybe Neff has or someone that's listening to the show.
Yeah. I don't. This pill I gotta take makes me feel
do
like.
Do you exercise?
Shit.
Do you do any cardio?
Hell no, cause I drive like 12 hours.
See, that's
that
shit right there. That's what I'm talking about, man. The cure for goddamn irregular heartbeat, nigga. Cause I got it too, but I don't claim it. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I don't go to no doctor. But the cure for irregular heartbeat is walking, my nigga. walking.
Okay.
Cardio.
Okay.
You got a treadmill. Do you got a treadmill, my nigga? Do you have a treadmill? Do you have a closet? Do you have a closet?
Jesus is my doctor. He writes out all of my medicine in the room.
Get your treadmill, honey. At like $1,000 or $900 or $500. Get your treadmill and walk 3 miles every day.
And that'll boost, help you regular
yes,
shit.
Yes, because even doctors got a little treadmill and they shit and they fucking hook their patients up to that cardio machine and get their heart rate back right. So, yeah, that's going to do it, honey. You're not
you're
asking,
about
that heart needs to pump. That heart needs to pump at a particular beat per minute, and that blood needs to come on through that thing per second. You feel what I'm saying? Boo. So I'm telling you, that's why it's called cardio. It's for the heart. You know what I'm saying? And that's what doctors find out what's going on with their patients. They hook them up to this machine, and then they get on the goddamn, the treadmill and shit. You know, I know, bro.
Right.
You know, I know.
But, this damn pill.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then eventually you wouldn't need the damn pill. But, honey, you got to work that body. You got to work that heart. So don't overdo it, though, but just start at a nice pace. You feel me what I'm saying? And then check your heart rate on the treadmill, and that'll tell you what's going on with your heart rate, and you'll be able to monitor your heart rate. And this, and then before you know it, you off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm for it, Don. What y'all talking about?
I don't know now. I forgot. Oh, his heart, irregular heartbeat.
Ah.
I'm telling you, man, I realize the key to life, man, is exercise and plenty of damn water. Cardio and plenty of water. You know what I'm saying? And don't overeat. And don't overeat. And
don't
fuck with the medicine. Don't fuck with the medicine because your ass hungry. Fuck with the medicine when you're not feeling well.
That's right, Don.
That's the key.
Yeah, your circulation got to be proper. I heard you say treadmill. Absolutely. Get things flowing properly. Heart pumping. Do a little inclination. Walk on that bitch with a slight inclination. Get your heart rate going at a good,
doc,
at a good rate.
Do y'all use do y'all put y'all patients on the incline, doc, when they on the treadmill, or do you keep it depending on the weight and how much they weigh and shit? How do you do an incline on your patients when they on the treadmill?
No, most of the times it's just to check to see if they have any type of chest pain while they're on the treadmill. So it's treadmill stress test. Now, there's some electrophysiotherapist doctors who will actually put them on treadmills for a long time to see how their body burns its energy, and then to let them know what would be ideal for them. But in general, the family doctors, the cardiologists, and the other doctors that use it are just doing it to do a stress test to see how much the body can handle before it starts to have chest pain.
Right. Okay. Do you have chest pain, Jack?
No, I got what's called atrial fibrillation. They said I have WPW, Wolf Parkinson's White Syndrome.
That's a congenital problem of the heart. That was something you were born with.
There's no such thing. There is something you can do.
No, I'm saying that is something he was born with. It was like
I'm talking to him with that, so there's nothing I can do shit. That's a lie. I met a woman that has juvenile arthritis. I met her yesterday. This bitch is moving her whole body now.
And guess
what she's doing?
What's she doing?
She's working that body.
That's right.
She has, she got a personal training shit. I met the guy yesterday. Mm-hmm. His name, Delta. Got a white bitch named Anita. But anyway, that's neither here or there. So, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, this bitch couldn't move. She got juvenile arthritis. I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that, like, ever since she was born, Doc, when they call it juvenile arthritis?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so she had this shit, and now this woman is moving and shit. I could tell that she was still stiff and shit, but she been coming to see him for like 3 months now, and she can move her neck more and her back and all that shit now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, a lot of her muscles now because he's working her body. That's all it's about.
It is. Something, an object that's in motion tends to stay in motion, okay? And I'm a true knower of that. But once you get going and you start moving,
yes,
you'll continue to do that. And everything just it's like when we was talking about the other day about Kobe's injury, when he talked about he had to stretch the injury. You know, you have to work. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to move, you know, not be still. Once you are still, it's at rest. It becomes stiff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, therefore, difficult to move.
They guy told me yesterday, too. The guy that was working on the little arthritis white chick, juvenile arthritis. Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying.
Right.
Yeah, you got to work. You got to move it. Whatever your name is, Jack Ebay, honey, there's no such thing as ain't nothing you could do.
That's right.
Even if you were born with something.
Water is going to be ideal for him. Try to if you're using caffeine, try to cut down on that. Because that can stimulate it too. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I stay away from caffeine and all that kind of crap.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I had a procedure done where they poked a hole in the chambers of my heart and they burned some scar tissue on one side of my heart to block the stuff, so I don't go into complete AFib anymore, but I still have a lot of the splutters and shit.
Okay, so they did the ablation, the vagal nerve ablation. But that really should be a good head start for you to work your way off of medicine.
Right, so you can drink a lot of water?
Exercise. Just water and exercise. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you, get you a treadmill, boo. And walk that thing, get on that cardio, and do 3 miles.
I'm
going
to look on Craigslist tonight and try to find me a good used treadmill.
I got one. You can buy one from me. I sell treadmills.
Oh, okay. On your website?
No, nigga, call me. I'll sell it to you. I got treadmills, boo. I got everything.
Oh, okay.
Tell me how much you're trying to spend on, boo. I'll give you a good deal.
Well, it depends on what it does.
Nigga, it does every guy. First of all, you old heart skipping a beat ass Negro motherfucker. All you need is a treadmill, nigga. It does a lot, though, but nigga, all you need to do is get that heart back pumping right. Goddamn, the fuck you mean? What you want to do? Nigga, you play music. It play music and videos on
the
back.
What
the fuck you want to watch TV and walk at the same time, nigga? It does that shit.
And all that kind of shit on it.
Yes, it does all of that. All treadmills come with the heart rate and all that, honey. You think I got a treadmill that ain't going to check my heart rate, boo?
I thought maybe you had one of them, you know, it don't move until you start walking on it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, man, what you think I am? One of them conscious, bootleg conscious niggas, man? You think I'm going to sell you some half-ass shit?
Well, you said
you think I'm
going to
sell you a flower
Phoebe,
from
so
Old Dirty Bastard?
You said you was a fan of Dr. Phoebe, so I wasn't.
You know damn well, Don, they said she was a fan of Dr. Phoebe. I'm only a fan of one doctor and one doctor only, and that's it.
Your husband?
Nah, nigga, Dr. J, nigga. You already know. You know me, B, Dr. J. Yeah.
Dr. J.
Goddamn Dr. J, motherfucker, and shit. Okay. Anyway, let's move on.
That's the one and only.
Dr. J. Doc.
Oh, that's right.
All the other doctors I'm cool with, so I'm never a fan of a motherfucker I'm cool with. You feel me? That's a little bit different. Anyway. Moving right along. Okay, so I hope that helps. Neff, did you want to add to anything, anybody? Everybody quiet now. This some bullshit. Come on, Neff, talk to me. Talk to me about herbs and stuff.
Talk to you about herbs and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not even heavily into the herbs myself. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's I'm actually just really starting.
Well, that's what plants make is the herbs.
That's true. I do know about the plants now.
Yeah, now. Before it become dirt and grind up, it's a plant first.
This is true. So yeah, I can get to the milk thistle. That's true. You know,
yeah,
those things.
That's where it all come from. A damn tree, some damn well.
That is true. The milk thistle, stuff like that. No doubt about that. Your lemon palm, things like that. Your chamomile. I mean, shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are great things.
Yeah.
Shit. Even your peppermint. The peppermint is a plant. The
mm-hmm.
peppermint is great for heartburn.
It's an herb.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, you know, anybody who suffered from heartburn, I think I've talked to, who's in the chat room talking about they were suffering from acid reflux. I forget who it was in the chat room.
One of the brothers just called in with that.
Uh-huh. Oh. Is
yeah,
that
that's
right?
When
okay,
you said
I'm
I'd be happy. Right back.
That one. But he asked me, you know, what should he do for his heartburn? I said, check it. I said, for one, you make sure you pay attention to what you eat. That's actually creating
absolutely.
The heartburn. I said the best thing you could do is the process of elimination. You know,
mm-hmm.
stop.
Because you know what, though? Can I say something else? You know, when I was a little girl, I never had heartburn, and I used to love tomatoes. So obviously my body rejects it now, and it's causing heartburn in me. I used to eat tomatoes like it was crazy, like your children. You know how your son loves it?
Yeah.
I used to
it.
Eat it
mm-hmm.
all day, every day. I used to eat tomato sandwiches. I eat a tomato like an apple. That's how crazy it was. And all of a sudden, now that I'm an adult, that shit fucks. It just, my body is just throwing it up. It's just fucking my body saying, that's no way.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So that causes your acid. I mean, your
mm-hmm.
Heartburn
mm-hmm.
is them tomatoes. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, we call it the way it is. Tomatoes are good, but they're acidic, too.
Yeah, but see,
you know?
I never had the issue as a child with heartburn and acid reflux and all that shit. So, obviously, I must have had a tomato overload where my body is, like, rejecting that shit. It's a big no-no. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And see, like I said, man, the problem, and I'm only going to speak for myself, and I really can't blame nobody. Because I know that once my mother became modernized and her mother became modernized, it kind of pushes us away from actually knowing what to eat and what not to eat. Tomatoes shouldn't have never been in our fucking house, used as my snacks and shit. That's the issue. You know what I'm saying? But because it became my snack, it became everything. It became my fucking meal all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so as I got a little older, able to go in the kitchen myself and cut my tomatoes and make my own sandwich by the time I was 7 and 8, that's what I just used to eat, a tomato sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tomatoes and everything. Tomatoes for my breakfast with my eggs and all that shit. And the thing I know, my body rejects it. But like I said, if our parents would have stayed in nature and knowing that, we should have never bought
mm-hmm.
tomatoes and shit like that to our home. Because, yeah, tomatoes can help you, but it can no longer help you. It is starting to work against you if that's what the fuck you've been using just about your whole life. So anything that comes from the ground is going to work for you until you misusing it. And that's just why I'm not going to blame my mom for that, and I'm not going to blame... You know what I'm saying? I can't, you know what I'm saying? But I know that once you get, when you get out of touch with nature, you start to think that this bitch is just going to feed you when you're hungry. And that's why, you know, we should not be allergic to things that grow from the ground. For some reason, why are we rejecting it now? Why is it a rejection?
You know what, Don? You just said something there, because this is the time where people have the most allergic reactions to food than ever.
Yeah.
You know, particular food, things that they eat, and they have peanut allergies and this kind of allergy. Farasha, you're right. Could it be the GMOs? Highly possible.
Well,
yeah,
you
want to
blame that, that's fine. If y'all need an escape,
you
go. But come on, let's deal with the facts here. The facts is that Earth is a natural healer. That's the fact.
Absolutely.
And the fact is that, here's another fact. Your immune system, you get immune to the things that you're constantly putting in your body from her, period. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And mind you,
I
used to eat bananas like crazy, too. I used to have banana sandwiches. I used to eat bananas when I was a child. My body hates it now. So, you know what I'm saying? We're not really supposed to be eating that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to only utilize her when we really do need her. That's why we lost our taste. That's why nothing tastes the same no more. It ain't genetic modified food. Y'all keep talking. I got somebody at the door.
Right. It's never, you never overindulge. You know, if one thing we was always, well, problem is we weren't taught is to not overindulge in things that we like, things that we become slaves to the taste buds, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent, you know. So you overindulge, especially in things like fruits, you know, especially fruits, because fruits is your natural sweetener. I mean, damn, and who don't like sweet stuff? You know, who don't like sweetness? You know, so that's a problem, you know what I'm saying? And so, therefore, it'll take away the healing properties in which you use it for.
Yeah, and mind you, we just grew up eating this shit because, and I know what did it. I'm going to tell y'all what fucking did it. And I said this, had it been 3 years ago, I said this shit. You know what fucking did it? Them fucking goddamn commercials back in the fucking 80s, man, when they made fucking TV. And our parents and them started watching that shit. Them fucking commercials, yo. Them fucking a bowl of goddamn cornflakes with strawberries in that shit. Stupid shit like that. And a glass of orange juice. You know what I'm saying? When they started advertising orange juice with goddamn eggs and grits and shit. And now orange juice became that, a fucking drink. It's no longer used for healing. And that's what got us accustomed to this stupid ass shit. We were never to touch that shit as if it's a drink, as if it's like water. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was never supposed to bring that shit in our goddamn house. And then my part that always fuck with me was goddamn Different Strokes. Every fucking goddamn morning, they had eggs, bacon, grits, and some goddamn a pitcher of fucking orange juice there. And goddamn, and you felt robbed as a goddamn child. And now orange juice come in the house, we'll drink up the whole goddamn gallon of orange juice as soon as it gets in the refrigerator.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? It's just the fuck that spell, that white magic. They did something to us that made us immune to what, because they knew, let me tell you something, the devil had a plot to kill us anyway. Now, that goddamn hot damn politics, all them chemical warfare, some motherfuckers been doing this shit, and you couldn't run to the earth because you was already using her ass for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't even heal ourselves no more because it became something that we bought every fucking day to consume.
Key word is consume.
To just
consume
her ass, man. That's what fucked us. That's what did it, man. I'm telling you. When they start advertising shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You know they pushed the milk out? You know that? Did y'all notice back in those days they pushed milk out and they replaced them commercials with orange juice and shit like that? You know what I'm saying? And then started putting fruit. And then how they advertised, I always thought that the goddamn cereal came with the fruit already in it, and then it was a goddamn lie. You know what I'm saying? Then I started putting bananas in my Frosted Flakes and shit like that. And now I can't stand bananas. And I'm supposed to like what she gives birth to. I'm supposed to like the tomato. I'm supposed to like the banana. I don't even eat fucking oranges or apples. My father will like her motherfucking shit she give birth to. They force-fed us to get us immune to it. You want to know why you niggas are sick and why your loved ones are sick? Because we've been eating her ass, consuming her ass for no apparent fucking reason. They put that shit in our mind. And I got to blame them motherfuckers because they knew that, nigga, we ain't never bring no shit like that in there. When my grandmama talked to me, and that bitch was born in the 1900s, when she told me what they was eating, motherfucking, that was just what they was eating on every day. She never said fruits and vegetables. They knew to go out there and get that shit when someone was sick. They never bought that shit and killed the goddamn natural ingredients and cooked that motherfucker and then put it on a plate called goddamn green peas and spinach and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
with sauteed butter on that motherfucker.
Dumb.
That's Mr. White Man Chef culinary bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
because you're killing the motherfucking goddamn vegetables. We ain't use that shit for that shit. But then my grandmama told me off the rip. She said, bitch, we just ate motherfucking. Then what she said? She said, we ate raccoons and all that other fucking shit. And when we needed, when any one of us was sick, is when we goddamn rubbed our bodies with the earth and consumed ourselves with that shit. All of a sudden, goddamn TV done popped up. Now, mind you, goddamn, this bitch was born before TV. You see what I'm saying? TV popped
right.
up. This bitch like 25, 30 now. It's the new thing. All your friends got one. You see what I'm saying? All your friends got one. Now, she about 40 now, because goddamn, she was born 1910. Yeah, you right. She about goddamn, yeah, TV came out in what, 1940s, 1950s. So, yeah, so you talking about
right.
a chick that's about goddamn 30 years old trying to keep up with everybody, and that's what fucking did them goddamn commercials. Next thing you know, this bitch got to be like goddamn that white hoe called Beaver Mama. You know that bitch. That bitch named Beaver Mama. Now she
June
got to
Cleaver.
See what the fuck this hoe putting on the damn table. Now my goddamn mama got to live like that. Then when she get older, goddamn by the time, goddamn, she have her first child in 1967, then the rest of her children in 1970, we got orange juice and all that shit and tomatoes, and my mom was chopping up tomatoes, making it for me because I like goddamn tomatoes, and now I don't like fucking tomatoes no more. It just fucked it up. The devil got a trick, yo. He said, I'm going to make evil fair semen.
That's right.
I'm going to make
That's
good
right.
look bad and bad look good. And what that nigga did,
right,
reversed this shit so bad, he made Earth look so good that we consumed her too motherfucking much, and that's why a lot of us got to fucking argue. We got to argue over stupid shit like, I don't like this vegetable. It makes me itch. It does this and that the third to me. Something happened. Our body rejects her now because we done consumed it. That's what the fuck I'm talking
right.
about.
I got my warning from Mother Nature. I got my warning from nature when I was very young about oranges, because I used to have an orange tree outside of my house, and I thought that was my invitation to eat as many as I wanted, and it started breaking me out. It literally started breaking me out around my mouth. It was not a good look as a youngin', and that was my wake-up call. I'm not supposed to be eating this shit every day. Just because it's there doesn't mean that you're supposed to go rape the tree and eat like 15 oranges a day. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I remember the goddamn commercials. Even the cereal was being advertised with orange juice. The cereal.
Yeah, that's what
be
I was
like,
saying.
Be like,
yeah,
Frosted
got
Flakes,
all that shit
because
they knew what would get us away from it, where it wouldn't help us. And next thing you know, everybody started getting sick. Everybody
right.
started getting sick. And then what doctors and shit? Then they show you a commercial where they give you, where the motherfucker that's sick get a glass of orange juice. So now we going to get finally get a glass of orange juice and the shit ain't doing shit. They done fucking
right.
they done tricked us. They done fucking
right.
tricked our motherfucking ass.
Right. Well, they try to tell you an apple a day keeps the doctor away. That lie, that hypnotic spell. An apple a day keeps
yeah,
the doctor away.
Yeah, but they put
away.
Apples in the commercial with goddamn Frosted Flakes and shit.
Right. You're there, right. It's just to make people consume and overindulge. That's what
yeah,
it's about.
Yeah, and no,
and
it's not that.
Time.
It's not to consume and really overindulge. It's to get you. It's to get your system immune. We're dealing
and
with
your
people.
Body will reject it.
We're dealing
right.
with beings that doesn't have our interests at heart.
Absolutely, right.
So what they did was a fake left go right on us in our dietary supplements. Because basically, or in our medicine. So they turned our medicine into consumption because they knew that
yes.
they were trying to kill us anyway. So to get you to constantly eat, we're dealing with some wicked scientists, motherfuckers.
You're damn right. That's
wicked
what I'm talking
beings.
About the consuming
to get you to consume something that can heal you is to get
right.
that system immune. And we know that I'm going to generalize. All black people know nothing about the fucking system, the human system. They
You're
know nothing
right.
about
I
it.
Agree. I
so
agree.
They knew that our knowledge was, we were going to perish for not knowing anything about our system. Nothing
right.
about the
our
anatomy.
System.
They knew that. And they knew that they got us totally away from what each and every, the education of Mother Earth. They never educated us on Mother Earth in
never.
School and nowhere,
never.
And they did that for a fucking reason. So they made Mother Earth like a harlot. Delicious oranges from Florida. Oh, not from concentrate. And got
right,
motherfuckers picking
right.
it and giving it to some ugly-ass white kids at a dinner table in the fucking commercial and shit, right? But if they really wanted to help us, then that shit would have been like, oh, St. Jude's Hospital. Well, we have the best fresh orange juices for our cancer patients. Then we would have known not to drink that shit. So when we close in the refrigerator, my mama would probably be like, don't touch that orange juice. You know that's for Uncle Tom because you know he's sick. So don't touch that orange juice.
That's right.
They didn't
want to
do that, though. They didn't want to educate us on that shit.
And like
you
said, Don, that shit is done in culinary arts schools today. That same philosophy is used in culinary arts when they talk about, you know, how you use the parsley and you use the oregano. Nigga, those are some of the strongest healing fucking plants that you can use.
Yes.
Parsley, cilantro, oregano. It's not to be used every day to fucking put on your chicken. I mean,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the shit you mix when, like you said, you need something cleansed out. This is ailing you. Yeah. Then you go to and you run to the oregano and you run to the parsley. Yeah, they mix that shit up with culinary art called food. So
absolutely.
I'm in 100% agreement
with
that one.
Yeah, that's how they got us, though. That's how they got us, man. This shit is terrible. Fucked up.
Right. The whole
and we got
like,
sick kids. Nothing fucking work no more, so you got to go to the doctor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know that Earth is the fastest healing agent on the goddamn planet. Now nothing heals no more. You know what I'm saying? We got to fucking dib and dab more and more and shit and try to, this is fucked up. I'm still pissed about that lack of knowledge shit. Our people will perish for a lack of knowledge. And they
damn
do that
right.
shit.
Especially with the
keep
body.
Them in the light so they can stay confused. Never give them a time to sit in the dark long enough while they're awake. Don't sit in the dark.
Think,
make sure these niggas don't sit in the dark when they eyes are open.
When you
make sure
the
they're
dark,
unconscious
you
in the dark because that's where the intellect is at. We got 90 seconds, y'all, and the mothership is about to take off. So call in, Skype in to hear the next hour of the show. And I just got a message saying go to the Black Book in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the beginning of the Black Book, and it's going to explain what was all brought here to the planet Earth.
Was brought here, okay.
Yeah, what came here to the planet Earth. So and it's interesting, I was thinking about the Black Book again all last night, personally myself, so thank you, Isis, so much, honey, for that. But we're going to take off because we got 30 seconds, right? I'm going to the mothership, and then we come back with the Black Book. That'll give me time to have it, you know, in my face, you know what I'm saying? So let's take off real quick. We'll be right back.
All right.
Well, all right. Starchild, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
pleasure, man. I had to play the mothership, man. I kind of missed it myself lately, man. Thank y'all for still tuning in, staying with us in the after the, you know, the show goes off and goes into stream time. It means a lot. Thank you, Neff, B. I see Doc still on the line. Thank you, Doc. Everybody that's still with us, hopefully you make it over to the after party just in case if you need to. I need a backup, too. It's probably too late. Tell me you're still on as a backup. Yep, I see you. Okay, so, all right. Hey, Shiloh. What is Shiloh talking about? I asked you all to learn the law before the Inquisition starts again. What is they talking about? Are you talking about some Hebrew Israelite thing, Shiloh? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, okay. Well, you know, Doc. You know how y'all stopped wearing bell bottoms, Doc, in the 60s? Would you still wear bell bottom today if it come back in style? No, exactly. So. Obviously, you know, but we did. Remember when after y'all, the bell bottoms hit y'all took that bullshit off. And next thing we know, by the time I got like eighth or ninth grade, goddamn, I was rocking bell bottoms. But I never saw my mama rock that shit ever. It was just because it was back in style in our age and shit. It wasn't back in style for y'all. It was completely out. But we took that shit. So basically, these Negroes that call themselves Hebrew Israelites now, they think it's the new thing to do or the new thing to wear when we done already wore that Hebrew Israelite shit, just like y'all done already wore the fucking bell bottoms. So, like I said, when I was rocking bell bottoms, I never saw my mom wear it. All my mom just kept telling me is, girl, we used to wear that shit back in our days. So I have to tell Shiloh, there's the God. What's her name? Bitch. I used to wear the Hebrew Israelite back in the days. That's back in my days. So I'm done with that. We passed that. I'm past that. I already did that, boo. Got a T-shirt and a hat. So y'all newcomers, y'all new generation, y'all going to look at that shit as if it's got them the thing to do, but we done already did that thing. So, you know, that's all this shit is all about, Doc. I noticed that shit. You know what I'm saying? So they coming with that little fad ass, and then we got to tell them like children, we done already did that, boo. We done already did that. We already did that. We rocked the hell out of that Hebrew Israelite shit. We rocked it, bitch. We had names and everything. We even had a song to go with our shit. We had music to match our Israelite attire and our doctrine. So, you know what I'm saying? We done already did that. You know what I'm saying? We done did that. But y'all got to catch up and I understand. But as an adult, we just don't go back and revert to what, you know what I'm saying, our children are doing now. Same way you see a bunch of these children with all these different colors in their hair. We was rocking that shit. You see these motherfuckers now wearing a box with the little goddamn copper dye coming up in the swoop thing. Now, I ain't finna rock that shit no more. I used to date a nigga back in the days, boo. That was the thing. That was the little thing. He got a high right, low left with the dye in it. We done passed that, did that. But, bitch, I'm 37 years old. I am not finna color all that shit and wear looking like Punky Brewster and goddamn Cyndi Lauper, motherfucker. I don't already look like Cyndi Lauper, Punky Brewster, and the white bitch that played in Breaking 1, Breaking 2 with the spike braces and shit, Kelly ass. And I ain't finna walk around with no spandex on looking like Kelly. No goddamn more. I already did that. And I ain't finna wear no goddamn big ass goddamn All-Stars. I remember when All-Stars came out. Nigga, I was in the fifth fucking grade. My son is rocking All-Stars now. I ain't finna rock that shit. And the moral of the goddamn story is for you motherfuckers, don't come here with that shit because we grown now. We grown, we done outgrew that shit. Go to a younger audience that haven't wore the clothes of a Hebrew Israelite. I done already did it, and this is my house for the record, Shiloh. I just want to tell you that. This is my house. I already wore the Hebrew Israelite, boo, okay? I already tell you that, you know what I'm saying? But we can have a whole show on the Hebrew Israelites if you like. Now, that's different. It's called a show. And I would love to put on a show and perform for you motherfuckers, and we can all get together and talk about this shit. But, you know, like I can talk about the bell bottoms and how they came in different colors and shit. We can build on that. Some was silk. Some was cotton bell bottoms. Some was rayon. Some was this. We can talk about it all because I already did it. But that's what they don't get. I'm talking to everybody else now. The problem with people, the younger generation, is that they don't understand that the older generation, because I'm from the older generation of Hebrew Israelites, that I have already wore that. I already was that. I don't want to wear no goddamn bell bottoms and no rock, no afro, and wear a pick with the fist in the back of my pants. I already did that. You know what I'm saying? That's like asking Fireliners to join the new Black Panther Party. She like, child, I was a Black Panther. So you got to understand how this shit works. God damn you motherfuckers. Get it in your head. When grown folks and already did that little shit before you was even thought of, motherfucker, you can't get us back into that. That's like me trying to ask Hakeem, old motherfucking ass, to get back on that heroin or that goddamn acid and come on the trip with me. Come on now. Hakeem gonna fucking say to me, Don, you already know I already did that when I was goddamn 20. I ain't doing that shit. That's like asking an old grandmama to smoke some molly with you. They done smoked everything in the past, so stop that shit. Stop it now. That shit getting on my goddamn nerves, coming in here trying to get us to wear some bell bottoms. We didn't already wear that. God damn it. Shit. Like, people don't get that shit. Now, some of you motherfuckers is interested and ain't never wore a Hebrew Israelite motherfucker, enjoy. And then come back and tell me, you know, how you feel and how it was when you take the shit off. I'm just telling you. Because eventually, this is a fad, y'all. Come on now. Remember the fads. Let's go back in time, shall we? Come get in my time machine and let's travel. Should we travel to Yahweh Ben Yahweh? To Ben Ami Carter? Should we take, come on, let's go.
Let's travel.
Let's go and travel, because this is old, baby. That's like when my mom and dad were Hebrew Israelites. When I came home, got them by the time I was like 16, 17, I was like, yo, mom, I'm a fucking Hebrew Israelite now. She's like, child, shut the fuck up. I knew that Yahweh Ben Yahweh nigga back in goddamn in the fucking 60s, honey. Bitch, that ain't nothing. We already done did that. So, y'all understand, I feel like I'm old now. I feel old now because now I finally get a chance to tell these motherfuckers. Child, shut the fuck up. We done already did that, boo. We done already did that. We passed that down, honey. That's what I got to tell these motherfuckers now. They don't understand. I'm old. Trust me. I'm so fucking old. When Dr. York said, I'm going to take y'all through this shit for 30 fucking years, I caught up. So that's 30 fucking years of being everything above and below the fucking sun. And I'm 37, motherfucker. So, whoa, watch the fuck out here now. Watch out there. I done been a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, a Hebrew Israelite, a Black Panther, a goddamn, what else now? A hoe, a minister, a wife, a mother,
yep.
A crackhead, a crack dealer. An employer, a slave. Motherfucker, I done been every goddamn thing above
many
and below this goddamn sun. And one thing I haven't been in the last 37 years of my life, which I'm embarked upon now, is myself.
Mm.
I'm going to be my motherfucking self now.
Yeah.
That's something I have not been yet. I done been a child of God, but I still ain't been myself.
Mm. Tell it.
I'm embarking now. The rest of my journey is to be myself. God damn.
Looking high and low.
Because I done
in
been everything. I done been a hip hopper. I done been a rapper. I done been a singer. I done been a break dancer. Bitch, I done been a skater. Yeah, I done been a skater. I done been everything you think of.
Right.
But I haven't been my damn self. And that's where I'm at right now. I done been a nigga, I done been a Black bitch, but I never been myself.
You been a nigga? That's right.
I have to say, you done been everything but yourself. God damn it. Shit.
You done been an African. Yeah, you done been an African. Thy cheekies and shit. That's right.
Absolutely.
Truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fuck that. The rest of my goddamn life on this planet, I'm going to work on being my damn self, because I done been everything. I done been in every category, every box. It was so easy to see it. Put me in that shit. I'm outside that box. You ain't finna box me. It's going to be hard for you to put your finger on what I really am, because it doesn't exist
right
on this planet or outside of this motherfucker. Because me,
right.
I predate this motherfucker. Me being me, it predates your creation. It predates their religion. It predates their cults. It predates their hip-hop. It predates their the word Africa, African. It predates the word girl because it was a boy first. I predate all this fucking shit when I find me and get to know me. So that shit ain't in nobody's fucking Encyclopedia Britannica, motherfucker. I ain't in there.
Right,
you won't find me there.
Especially when you put here to be the creator. You put here to be the creator.
Well, I feel sad now because I really wasn't put here to be a creator. I was cast down to prison because I fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I went against the galactical law. I broke some of the fucking laws because I could, and I thought I could get away with it. But then they said, not this time, 626, Stitch.
Right.
Yeah, so I broke the goddamn. I mean, I know why the fuck I'm here. Shit, why you think I'm trying to goddamn just stay to myself and get right and get the fuck up out of this motherfucker? I broke the laws. Why you think I obey it so fucking good down here now?
Ah,
shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm
clear
about
you
the laws.
Want to
here. I don't fuck around, boo. You know what I'm saying? I'll stop. I don't even fucking stop for 2 seconds at the stop sign, nigga. I stop at the stop sign for 5 minutes, motherfucker.
Right.
When the light turns green, I make other cars behind me wait.
That's right.
So, yeah, I know, nigga. I know I'm cast down to this fucking prison because I disobeyed the intergalactical laws, and the intergalactical laws is totally different on this planet. This planet has its own fucking laws. That's why
it's
hell.
Every planet does.
Yeah,
every
it has its own
earth.
Goddamn laws, and that's why you're cast here, because they're saying if you can't obey the laws of this planet, then surely you can't come back into to become an intergalactical traveler.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you can't obey these laws,
right,
you can't travel. Well, you can't come into the intergalactical and travel. You can't do that.
Right.
So they made sure that these laws here is really easy and simple. It's some simple laws versus that intergalactical traveling, because you get, like, that's free shit. That's, like, full
right.
control. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some other shit. That's non-restrictive. So you have to use your own moral character as an intergalactical traveler. Make sure you don't break any fucking laws, because you can't get away with it. But here, you can't
right.
get away with it.
We talked about that shit yesterday. That was what we talked about yesterday. That level of discipline.
Oh, really? What was that?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, you're talking about discipline. I'm talking about obeying, honey. I'm talking about obedience.
That's the same thing. I mean,
No, discipline and obedience is totally different. Somebody get the definition for discipline. Somebody get the definition for obedience. And drop that shit in there and show that girl
Please
that shit
do.
Different.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
somebody
being obedience is totally different from being disciplined. Because, goddammit, it's some whole bunch of disciplined-ass motherfuckers that's obedient. My son is disciplined, but he's a disobedient motherfucker.
Then how is he disciplined if he's obedient? Because
he's disciplined in his own right, honey. But he's disobedient to the laws that is in place. When I tell you about the laws of sex and you still disobey it, then you go do it. Because that's what you want to do. When I tell you about the laws of this land, like Melchizedek had to tell Malachi, the fucking motherfucker of this land, you got to obey this fucking law. The word is obey. It ain't discipline. It's obedience, motherfucker. I'm not a disciple to nothing on this goddamn planet. I don't need fucking discipline. I came here because I disobeyed, motherfucker. So my fucking righteous raising up and levels of ethnicity is based on me being obedient. That's it.
I don't have
to be disciplined. I have to be obedient. This for me. I'm talking for me. You understand? I'm a child of the star.
Okay,
I know how I feel. I'm a child of the
obedience.
Star. I'm a child of the star. I'm the child of the intergalactic. Do you understand, bitch, that I sat on the intergalactical board of Confederation? I sat there.
Right.
I got goddamn so fucked up, boo, that I didn't want to obey my own goddamn laws that I put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So the
I
whole
got
council
you.
Went against me.
Right. See, what I see obedience is a level of discipline. So, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I see obedience as a level of discipline.
No. The opposite, what's the opposite of discipline, Lev?
What is the opposite of discipline?
Yes, sugar pie.
Shit, non-discipline. I mean, shit. Real,
okay, then. So what's
wise.
The opposite of obedience?
Being disagreeable.
Disobedience. Goddamn, you ain't finna slip.
Right,
you
I mean,
then.
Disagreeable.
You talking about, like, NEX
right,
now.
Mean,
we don't need no NEX moment around this motherfucker. Now, you know
shit,
damn well
hey,
the
hey,
opposite
hey,
of obedience
hey.
Is disobedience. Now trying to come with that
okay.
goddamn honky tonk tonk, right? She's trying to be slick with that shit. Come on in, 502-439. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Jack. I mean, Don. I was just gonna give an example. Like, you can obey. Like when kids go to school, they obey you when they go to school. But that don't mean they're gonna be disciplined when they get there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. See, I'm not disciplined. That's not what I'm sentenced for. You
mm-hmm.
don't get sentenced for not being disciplined. I'm sent to this bitch because I disobeyed. That's why I do my best to pay attention to the voice within, that voice that God. Remember, I told you I broke my fucking leg for being disobedient, not from being disciplined. Because I disobeyed an order. That's an order. Go home.
That takes a level of discipline to fucking listen.
That doesn't
to
take a level of goddamn
here.
Discipline, motherfucker. All that takes is to do what the fuck you're
to
told.
Here.
Do you know what discipline
to
is, Neff? Discipline is
yeah,
when you
I
tell
do.
Yourself what you're going to do. And that's what I did. I told myself that I'm going. That's me being disciplined. That's
exactly.
me keeping the ball up. That's me
exactly.
keeping the ball up, Neff. I was that disciplined in the entertainment world that I decided to go against a direct order and say, go home. Okay?
That don't make no sense.
All right? Yes, it
that
does, honey. It's no difference if someone is disciplined and staying healthy so they can make the game, make the team. But then they hear a voice that say, don't show up. And you say, fuck it, I'm going anyway because this is part of my discipline.
Can I give an example? That the chief gave, that Dr. York he gave, he said that the he said in the sense of being agreeable and disagreeable, he said
mm-hmm.
it was never any problem with being agreeable or disagreeable. He said, but when the person who's disagreeable does not go along with their instruction or disobeys, then they become disobedient. It's a difference.
Exactly. That's what this shit is all about. This ain't. That's why
right.
I'm saying, Doc, I know what the fuck I'm here for.
Yeah.
This bitch can't
There's
tell
no
me nothing, and
yeah.
it has nothing to do with discipline. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
right now, this would be considered me being disciplined doing a fucking show every day. But when they tell me not to, and if I do it anyway or something like this, it's a direct order. Being disciplined is gang got shit to do with being obedient.
You
and for the record,
know,
and then in one form of discipline is when you disobey, they discipline your ass.
Yeah.
They use discipline as a form of correction, goddamn, to correct you. You gonna get your ass whooped. And every time I disobey, they discipline me. They are the disciplined ones. I am not. I am the rebellious one. I'm the one that disobeyed and had to come down to the fucking prison and deal with you fucking humans. You motherfuckers. I'm stuck here with you motherfuckers. God damn it, got to argue over discipline and goddamn fucking disobeying. I know why the fuck I'm in this bitch because I was disciplined. Before I disobeyed, God damn it, I had my shit together, but God damn it was a direct order. I'm still like that, but I'm not the disciplined one. Discipline is a goddamn action. And the one that
is,
they
know
said this motherfucker will beat your ass. Do you understand? We ain't get to that part. We have not got to that part where it says Anu forgives, but the Anunnakis is gonna beat your goddamn ass.
Look,
you got the pay for
okay,
what you did.
I understand exactly what you said, but here we go.
No,
so
I'm sorry. It
you
says that the Anunnaki, let me quote it right. I apologize.
Okay.
And then I'll give it back to you. It says that the
okay.
Most High forgives, but the Anunnaki punishes. And
right.
I already know that this is my punishment for disobeying. I'm not a child of the Adamite. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm not one of them motherfuckers. I'm like Loki and the rest of them motherfuckers in Dogma, goddammit. I'm trying to get home, motherfucker. I'm trying to obey.
Right.
I ain't got time
well,
for
see, this. Is what. Right. This is what I'm saying.
I ain't got time
saying.
For that shit. I just need to be able, when I get an order, I need to make sure I get it done. I don't fucking
right.
have no back talk, no none of that. No I situation.
This is okay. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'm not using the word discipline as a form of punishment. If we wanted to,
well, I'm using it as a form of that, because that's why I was sent here, because they disciplined my ass and punished me down here to this motherfucker for being disobedient. Now,
okay, I was saying that, Don.
I used it as a form of punishment. I can't, because then think about it. If I discipline myself, then I'll be punishing myself. That's all discipline really is, boo. Don't get it twisted. Listen. Don't think that the word discipline is some old spiritual righteousness behavior you got to have. The word discipline is either you going to let me beat your ass, or are you going to punish yourself?
Okay. All right, Don.
One thing that the chief said when
This
will give you another example. He used the word discipline, and when we came out of the white robes, right? He said, "Look, I'm telling y'all to come out of that, and get out of that Islam thing." And come out of the robes, he said, but keep the discipline. He said, keep the discipline. And that was the discipline that was instilled in the different things that we had did or done or learned to do, eating right, exercising, those type disciplines that kept us healthy. But he said, come out of those robes, come out of that Islam, but keep the discipline.
Okay, right. So we were talking about obedience, correct. We're talking about obedience here. Now, Don just asked for definitions of what was what. Now, I understand discipline as a form of punishment. What I am referring to as discipline as a form of obeying rules. That's obedience. This form of discipline is a practice of obeying rules. That's what a level of a discipline is. A training of obeying, a training to become obedient. Now, for being disobedient, then you will be punished.
Let me ask you a question then.
That's all I'm saying,
though. I appreciate that. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
So who rules are you going to be disciplined in?
The Most High.
Not yours.
I mean, but your own rules can be wrong.
I was speaking for me. This is about me. If you're going to speak it in general, then just say, Don, in general, your rules can be wrong. But if you can ever get
general,
time to speak of yourself and then answer my question, who rules are you going to be disciplined in?
Generally, your rules can be wrong. Your self-rules can be incorrect.
Okay, are you speaking of yourself in this situation, or you're just staying, are you going to stay in the general seat?
If I'm using general terms, then I'm
talking in
general.
Because I stay in the seat that got my name in it. There's a seat that got our name in it, and there's a time to sit in our seat and to take the information and to apply it as if it means our life right now. So I'm asking you, are you sitting in your seat with your name in it, or are you standing up talking in general? I will ask you if you can be so kind to sit in your speak and see and speak of yourself. So then I will know. Then you can get up and
then I'm speaking of myself, because I was once told by a wise woman, when you do things on your own account, it could be wrong. A wise woman told me that.
Yeah, that's account, and we're talking about rules. So I'm asking, discipline is concerned, are you still sitting in your seat with your name on it?
I'm
asking, whose rules are you going to obey?
And when I'm going to obey the rules of the Most High. I am. Yes. Speaking of
according to that
right
definition.
Here. Yes, discipline to have your training yourself to obey. and to be obedient. That's a form of discipline.
Right, but yes. Obviously you have to have something to obey in order to
Agreed.
Be disciplined.
Agreed.
So are you, that's why I said, are you still sitting down?
Yes, I am.
So that means that whatever it is, that means that you don't want to piss it off. So therefore you won't have to be punished for being disobedient. So whatever this entity is, be it yourself,
yes,
then you would have to show discipline to it, not to you. I have been disciplined to myself, but I've been disobedient
right.
to the one that cast me down to this motherfucker.
Okay.
That's a big difference. So that means that some other entity greater than me is what I am striving to be disciplined to, because it ain't me.
That's exactly.
Because I've been disciplined.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
it. Yeah,
I'm,
it ain't me.
Think,
right. Because
right,
if it was me, then I wouldn't have to go through so much shit catching hell.
Exactly, Donna. Are we saying? I thought I just said that.
So that's what I'm asking. Well, that's what I asked. So now you can speak
yes.
in general about breaking the rules, your own rules, and all that other
mm-hmm.
shit, because most people are disciplined to they self and still disobedient to the
Yes, Donna.
You know what?
Go ahead
when
and
I
say
only
it.
Speak of me, I know me. I can't speak for everybody else. So let me just
I
stop
agree.
Other people, because that other people shit get on my fucking nerves, because I'm not here for none of that. I'm just here to get right.
right.
That's it.
Yes,
that's fucking
absolutely.
It, and only I know what the fuck I have to obey. And
get
being
right
obedient,
in. I agree.
Then there's that huge force that is way bigger than me, that have more power than me, because I'm like, I'm not
mm-hmm.
even, then come to think about it, you know that man is not even fucking mentioned. The fucking human race is not even fucking mentioned in none of this shit in creation.
That's right.
In existence.
That's right.
So I know for a fact it ain't me, that I have to be disciplined to goddamn obey myself.
That's right. That's right. That's why when I sat down, I said I have to discipline myself to obey the rules of something that's way greater than me.
And that's
way
according to the
me.
Definition. Because I ain't trying to be funny though, but I know for a fact that there is no rules. It's just orders. It's order.
Okay.
It
then you can
no
throw
rules.
Out the rules.
So,
you can throw
no,
out
I mean,
the
I,
rules.
Please
and
tell
put
me
in
you're
order.
Not going to defend that definition all the way to the death of this shit.
So you can throw that out. You can throw that
right.
word
okay,
rules
cause
out.
Okay, because I just did. I did it. I didn't need your permission to tell me I could throw it
right.
out. I did it first. You didn't
right.
say, Don, throw out rules and let's build on something else.
A synonym of rules.
Like,
is order.
I did that. I threw it out. I mentioned rules.
Right.
Instead. It's not about rules. It's about order.
It's order.
It's about order. And when there's
yes.
an order, you have to obey the order.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the order
yes.
of the universe. That's the order of the galactic. That's the law. That's different.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I break rules all day fucking long. Rules does not apply to me. But when
mm-hmm.
when them motherfuckers come to me and say do this, that, and the fucking third, that's an order. That's
right.
an order. That shit is
Absolutely.
Not written in nobody's goddamn book. That's when they are literally coming to me. I have to answer to that. I don't live by rules, and I don't live by mm-hmm. laws or order. Only when they come to me. Does that make sense? In
it
other
makes
words,
perfect sense.
In other,
right.
Yeah, you have to come to me, and they come to me. They come to me and give me the order. So that's a little bit different. They come to a bitch. And I have to obey that order. Now
right.
that I know, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't obey the order because I was disciplined in myself.
Right.
I disobeyed the order and got disciplined, E.B. They disciplined me.
And locked your ass down here.
Thank you. I get disciplined.
That's how I look at it as well.
Yeah. That's why I just make sure I don't, you know, if I hear them or if they don't even come to me, then I'm doing something right. Because the only time they come to me is to get me back right.
And then if I say no, then I get disciplined for being disobedient. They don't come to me when I'm doing right. You see what I'm saying? So I don't need to be disciplined. You know, I don't need to be punished. It's when I'm about to veer the fuck off and then I still don't listen and say I still want to crash and now I'm disciplined.
Right.
They are the discipline. They the ones that discipline me. I would never, ever, ever. I get disciplined. I'm not
right.
disciplined.
I
get
and
disciplined.
I was just speaking of discipline and of training yourself to be obedient. That's in reference that I was speaking of.
I was saying.
Okay.
I was saying.
Thank you. All
but
right.
at the end of the day, they train me to be obedient by disciplining me. See, that's the difference.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I get disciplined.
Yes.
That's the only way I'm going to obey. They punish me, and I have to go through that shit and realize I would never do that again. Because that's what the disciplined one got to do. They have to come and crack a whip on your ass to get you straight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it don't take me but one ass whipping per lesson.
Right.
Per disobedience. Let me say that. One ass whipping per disobedience. Disobedience.
Because right.
you ain't
going
to get me. I ain't finna do that shit again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you whip me good and you'll never get no issue out of me. I call them the disciplined ones because they are the disciplinary.
They're
the ones that discipline me. Because, trust me, I wouldn't need an ass whipping. I wouldn't need to be disciplined if I didn't disobey. So what's the point of being disciplined if, in fact, you ain't disobedient? You see what I'm saying? What's the point of us even trying to be disciplined if we ain't disobedient? Unless we got our ass whooped so we can obey. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to follow that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because what child goes his little life just doing what it wants to do, and all of a sudden somebody come behind them and pop their ass and beat their ass and say, didn't I tell you not to do that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That shit ain't no joke.
Because the way I see it through my eyes is like when you are being in the order of being obedient, there's a level of discipline that you must be trained yourself to be. You know, you have to train yourself to have a level of disobedience so you can therefore obey the order of things.
I don't know about that one. You have to train yourself to have a level of disobedience so that you can have an order of obedience.
That's all. It's just training yourself to be obedient.
Okay, because I thought you said disobedient. You have to train yourself to be disobedient. Obedient to have a level of...
Obedient. Of discipline. That's all.
You can't fucking be disciplined unless you... have disobeyed.
I agree with that, Don. I'm not in disobedience.
Yeah, it's like you can't do right unless you know you did wrong.
Right, and that's why you have to train yourself. That's why you have to be trained.
No, that's why you have to fuck up a lot of goddamn times in order to know how to get it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I said
we are not in
what you're saying because you have to literally be a complete fuck up to know what's right.
Right.
That's the only way.
I agree.
And the way you know you fucked up is because you get disciplined. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The question is, who the fuck gonna discipline me? That's the question.
Yes.
So I can go my whole life knowing in my own mind who the fuck gonna discipline me. I can do what the fuck I want to do, but who the fuck gonna discipline me?
That's right.
That means I'm not even knowing whether I'm doing wrong until somebody or something disciplines me.
Yes. In the form of punishment, yes.
No, just disciplines me. They can either say, you wrong. This is what you're doing is wrong. That would be a disciplinary. One that
disciplines.
That would
be a disciplinary action, yes.
Someone that disciplines.
Saying
right?
You did wrong.
You would be considered a disciplinary when you discipline your child, right?
Yeah, disciplinarian, absolutely.
Absolutely. So that's the point. So you wouldn't even know to be disciplined unless you there's a disciplinary there disciplining you.
Yeah.
That's the point.
And you have to be trained up on that by a disciplinarian to then have your own discipline to be obedient.
No, you don't even have your own discipline. That's the point now. That's not your own. Somebody disciplines you so that you will never do it again. You didn't do that on your own. That's an outside force that did that.
But
how can you learn something and somebody else forces you to do it or not to do it? That ain't something of your own accord. That's not something that you decided you wasn't going to do. Something had to happen for you to do that. It's the cause that caused the effect. It ain't
right.
You.
It can be seen
right.
That someone is training
now.
You.
Do you understand
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Yes. It can
if
be
I,
seen
if,
that someone
listen,
is training
listen,
you.
Listen. I got a question. Because I need to make sure everybody fucking understand me, especially you now. If I put some cake in a fucking refrigerator, right, and you go in and eat it, will you know not to eat the cake?
No.
Would you know to eat the cake? Now, mind you, I already ate it. So would you know that you did a wrong thing? Or would you
know you did
a thing that you wanted to do?
I would know that I did something that I wanted to do.
Exactly. Until I come and see cake on your goddamn face and I say, why the fuck you eat the goddamn cake? Don't you ever eat that goddamn cake again. Then you will know. Then that means I become that cause you to know never to touch my goddamn cake again. I'm the disciplinary. Now you're disciplined and not touching the fucking cake, but it ain't you that's really disciplined. It's the disciplinary that put the discipline in you not to touch the fucking cake. You
ain't
disciplined.
That's what
it's
I'm
like
talking about
spark.
Right there.
It's like the fucking spark. It's the spark.
I agree. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
See,
the
you
point.
Told me don't
that's
eat
the point.
That damn
okay,
cake.
No. So really, technically, ain't nobody fucking thinking that they're disciplined on their own accord. It's another force that forces you to goddamn not to touch that shit again and not to do a goddamn thing again. It ain't
I
you.
I agree.
It ain't
and
you.
You know what it is? I'm take that example you just gave. You told me don't touch that goddamn cake. So
after
next
you
time,
touched it.
After I ate it. After I ate it, you say you're not supposed to eat that goddamn cake. So next time there's a piece of cake at that, and I open up that refrigerator door, and I see that cake, I have built up enough discipline that you gave me, that you sparked in me. I've built up enough discipline to say this is the order of things here.
Yes,
I am
exactly.
not to touch that cake.
Absolutely.
I'm not to eat it.
Right. Right.
That
so
comes from a level
can
of discipline.
A person be disciplined on his own? No.
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 I agree.
No, there
yes,
is a disciplinary.
I
so
agree.
We thinking we doing this on our own, like we got this great skill to being disciplined, but there's something greater than us that forces us to, that disciplines us so that we can be obedient.
Yes.
And we think we're righteous or we're disciplined, and we're not. That's something else forcing us to submit to that shit.
I agree.
That's why
I
don't claim being disciplined. I claim being disciplined by something greater than me. Not me.
I see exactly what you're saying. I see
Absolutely.
Exactly what you're saying. Right? I see what you're saying.
Because it ain't me. It's that motherfucker that come crack that goddamn whip that said, don't you do it again.
All right. And so what you are 100% correct. And what I was basically just building on is that then they gave you that ability to have trained you to have discipline, so then for you
no
won't,
no
you
I don't have any fucking
obey.
Discipline that's the point. You didn't have discipline when you ate the cake, because then you would have known not to eat the cake if you had something had to discipline you. I don't have discipline right now. I don't have discipline right now. Discipline to me is me getting my ass kicked and then I'm obedient after that. Discipline to me is not being not just going about my way and then just saying I'm disciplined. I have to literally be disciplined in order to obey. That's different. We're going to marry those two together. And what am I obeying? It has to be the disciplinary in.
Yes.
So
this
I'm not the disciplinary in. I'm the obedient one after I get disciplined.
Yes. I'm not in disagreement. I'm not in disagreement.
I know you're not. It's a great bill. I know you're not. I overstay. But Doc, you want to say something?
I was just saying that that's the process. That's the process of discipline, being taught to be obedient to certain rules and regulations.
I don't know about rules and regulations, but for me, it's an order.
Because what is found out is that the discipline is not kept, then there is a punishment. And
you're using discipline as in you being disciplined. I'm using discipline as in someone disciplining me. I'm never going to say I'm disciplined, because as soon as I start to think that, I get my ass kicked, and now I'm disciplined. So
well,
I would never, because
this
is a perfection journey. So in order for you to know what you need to perfect is you got to get your ass kicked first. You have to disobey to know exactly what it is you can and cannot fucking do.
Right. That's the process. Because you can't disobey something that you didn't know existed.
Exactly.
You can't disobey
Neff could eat the cake and didn't know that it was against my will or my order until I told her.
You just didn't know.
Exactly. So now she knows. But some people are constantly disobedient to the same order that was given. And so they keep getting their ass disciplined over and over again by the disciplinary on the same shit.
Discipline as a form of punishment.
Until you obey the order. That's where y'all are on the exoteric discipline. I'm on the esoteric discipline.
Don't say that.
No, I mean, why are you scared of words? That's how both of y'all are seeing it. I don't think y'all get it. That's how y'all are seeing it on an exoteric side, and I'm on the esoteric side with it. I understand how you guys are using it in the form of discipline, but for some reason, how come y'all can't use it in a sentence the way I'm using it?
I do. I absolutely
as getting
disciplined. Exactly what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. The disciplinarian, which gives you, then you become obedient by the way of the disciplinarian who disciplines you. I follow everything
that's
that you're
saying. Yeah, that's the only way you're going to obey orders. So are you really disciplined? The answer is no. You're just obedient in that order once you got disciplined.
Not until you're trained by the disciplinarian. We're being goddamn obedient.
This ain't animals. We ain't animals. We don't need to be trained. No. This ain't goddamn basketball and shit where you need a coach. Somebody need to train your ass. No.
I mean, that could be seen as teaching.
In other words, if you and I are already generals in the military, That means that we done already been trained through every combat, every fucking thing. Then what are we now? Generals. Who do we answer to?
We answer to the person that's above us as generals.
Exactly. So are you going to train us or are you just going to discipline us when we disobey?
They're
not
going to
train us. It's in direct order. We disobeyed the fucking order. I'm not one of them fucking motherfuckers that filled out the damn army fucking application. I'm not that, Neff. A person that filled out an army application got to go through being trained and shit. I'm already a fucking general, been a fucking general, just being disobedient.
Okay.
Which means that I get orders, and that's it. The train is out. That train is out. I don't fuck with trains. I don't even fuck with the little train that could. Those are the little people. They have to start there.
Okay. So I ask you this then. If you threw out the word train, if we threw out the word train and inserted teaching, does that change the dynamic?
No. Not for me.
Okay.
Because, listen, to teach me something, that means you want me to learn something. Yes or no?
Yes.
So that ain't it. Because me getting my ass beat, that's not teaching, is it? That's just me. I'm getting beat because I was disobedient. That's it. I just
disobeyed.
Because
you didn't learn from the beating?
You know what I'm saying? But see, this is how it works, Ness. When they teach me, and we're, I'm not talking about on this physical shit. I'm talking about when they come to you. They didn't teach me, Neff, that night and say, let me show you what's going to happen if you disobey. So then I learn without having to be disciplined. That's learning. Do you understand?
Okay.
But
okay.
That's not them showing me nothing. That's them saying, go home, go home, go home. I ain't learned shit from that other than, God damn it, I disobeyed. That's it. So I think the teacher person is to show them how not to fuck up, right?
Okay,
that means you're
going
to show me something that I don't have to do, and I can just watch the outcome of it and not be the one in the fucking movie getting fucked up by it.
True.
Right,
exactly. I agree with that.
So, but that ain't how they, I'm not a student, honey. I'm a general, bitch. I keep telling you, they give me orders, and I fuck up, and then I get disciplined. That's it.
Okay.
I disobey, and I get disciplined.
I follow you. Okay.
Yeah, so
you ain't going to teach me through this shit.
You ain't going to tell me what happened to so-and-so when they did it and let me learn from so-and-so. No, that's not how it works.
Okay,
they already did tell you.
No, the fuck they didn't, Doc. Shut the fuck up.
I like the general.
So you think they told me, Doc? You think them motherfuckers told me, if you don't take your ass home, why don't you stop at the traffic light and let me just show you what's going to happen next? And then
I'm just watching my ass slip on fucking ice and break my leg
17,000 times on that motherfucker. That would have been different. That's them showing me, you know what I'm saying, to prevent it from happening. Shut the fuck up, you fucking mortals.
That was a reminder.
That's all the fuck I'm saying. If you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, then shut the fuck up, because this ain't it. God damn it, this ain't it. I'm saying that there. Now, if you want to call it teaching, fine. That's what the fuck you motherfucker want to see, because I do get taught. I do get taught. But this is different from getting taught and getting disciplined. That's a big fucking difference. They teach me. They come to me and they tell me a lot of shit. They do that.
Right.
But they don't give me
like
an order, though. I'm not receiving an order and now I'm disobeying it. This is a little bit different.
Right.
I sit in a class and get taught. That's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm using my own will to go against the order, then I get disciplined.
Right. I like the
challenge. They taught me a lot
of
things that I didn't have to go through. They taught me a lot. I didn't have to experience a lot. I didn't have to, they taught me a lot. They do. They constantly teach me. But when it's time for me to go and enforce my own will and then they pop up, ring my phone and say, do this, go left, don't do that, don't do that, and I say, fuck you, I am, guess what? 2 seconds later, I hear them say, oh, fuck me, fuck you. That's different from being disciplined, disobeying, and then being, disobeying, and being disciplined from a whole nother world of being taught. When they literally sit you down and tell you things, that's different.
All right.
That's totally different, and I can hear them. So this is totally different. I hear them when they tell me certain things, the mysteries of certain things or the things of people that's hiding behind certain goddamn titles and shit, and they'll tell me about that motherfucker, and I listen. It's like they tell me about the unknown, I listen. This is different. But when my will is being enforced and I'm going to use my will over them, I get my ass kicked. That's a big difference from teaching.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I ain't trying to be funny, though, but I'll fuck up any of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I will fight my teacher for trying to put a ruler on me. So I'll separate that. That's a little bit different. Don't come at me with none of that shit.
Right.
Yes, it's a little bit different. I'm just saying, this is just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, I know people, you know, assimilate what they hear come out my goddamn mouth, but I know what the fuck I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm saying.
Good enough.
I know that there's a difference.
And when I'm still and when I'm quiet is when they teaching me. Or when I'm alone and driving, they talk to me. They tell me shit.
Right.
But they only will discipline me when I feel like, keyword is feel, that I got to do it. I got to do the opposite of the order. It's not, see, I'm not disciplined every day. I don't need to get an order every day. It's
mm-hmm.
only when that point where I want to use my will and go against the order, it has to be something tempting. You see what I'm saying? It's a tempting situation.
Yeah.
And it's based on your temptation. And they say, no, don't do it. The same thing with Adam when the Elohim came to him and said, listen, that's fucking Nakash. That's not a woman. That's a straight-up fucking serpent. That's that son of a bitch that fucked you up that we came and got you from and all of that. Now, he could enforce his will and say, so what? I'm still going to fuck this bitch.
Right.
But
right.
he was obedient. He obeyed. He didn't get punished, did he? He didn't get disciplined,
no,
did
right.
he?
Yeah,
no. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's a little bit different.
Okay.
Come on in, 302-384. That's why I can't say that I'm disciplined now. I get disciplined.
Okay.
And then it teaches me to obey and to not to do that shit again. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Yes.
That's all it is. They come and discipline me when I have disobeyed an order. I don't get disciplined for something I do not know. I get disciplined for something that I acknowledge that I know.
Absolutely.
302-384, come on in. 302, come on. We got 2 minutes remaining. No, you don't want to come in? All right, last words now before we get out of here. Hey, Isaiah! I still didn't get a chance to read the black book. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was looking for my electric bill. I just wanted to say you really summed up, you know, everything. So there's not much more that I can say, but to say that, you know, when you hear that order, you hear it. You know what I mean? It's an order that you do hear and that they do give you, and you just follow through with it. And if you don't, then
you get disciplined.
Get disciplined.
Yeah, because it says, yeah, and discipline is a form of punishment. So, you know, that's how I see the word discipline. I can't see it on this English side of the world because I ain't got it in me. I don't have that in me. I'm the motherfucker that completely disobeyed, came to this bitch, and still wants to disobey, so I have to get disciplined.
Yes, ain't that the truth.
You know what I'm saying? And it does it, then like Neff said, it will develop a form of discipline, but a form of discipline for me ain't exercising and working out 3 days and eating 3 times a day and goddamn getting a night 8-hour rest. Now, I don't get my ass kicked for that. I get my ass kicked when they come to me and give me a
right.
fucking order to do and I disobey it. Then
yes.
I get disciplined, and now I'm a master at that shit. I'm a master at life, really, at knowing what to do and what not to do, so you won't get your ass whooped by them motherfuckers over and over again.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? For the same goddamn shit.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because like Sheree said, who going to check me, boo? So ain't a motherfucker on this planet can fucking check me, so it has to be the master chess player, and I ain't the master chess player. I know
right.
who control the strings of the courses of my life, and it ain't me. So this is
yeah.
a little bit different. That means that motherfucker gonna yank me, pull me back, make me fall, make me make
yeah.
myself stay still, break my
yeah.
legs, and keep my ass in the fucking house. That ain't me
yeah.
doing that. You think I really want to do that if I was that damn disciplined?
Right. That's true.
If I had that in me, no, I don't. I don't, because if I had it in me from the beginning, then I wouldn't have disobeyed an order. And that's an order that came from outside of me to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not me giving myself an order. What dumbass do that?
Right. I agree with that. I agree with that, Don.
So, yeah, I just wait until I get an order. When I get an order, I just know I have to obey. That's it, or get disciplined if I don't. So I do my best to be like that. All right, we got 2 more minutes remaining on the air. Come on in, Zena. This you?
What's up, Don? How you doing?
Hey, Zena, how you doing? Yes.
What's up, girl? Hey, man. How's everybody?
What's going on, Zena?
I was just trying to sum up basically what you're saying, and you know, you'll let me know if I'm wrong or not, but basically you're saying you learn discipline, but you become obedient.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, that's the only way. Yeah, I have to be disciplined in order to obey. I'm a bad child.
That's right.
And that's the only way. So that my mother or my father, my etheric parents come beat my ass, and then I get on the right track.
There you go.
And so, you know,
I'm with you
that's
on
the way it worked for me. That's why you don't take me to do it. But one time it fuck up, I'm good once you whoop my ass. That's why I'm kind of living like what we call a semi-perfect life, because I know I'm going to fuck up, get an order, and say, bullshit, I'm doing this. And then, boom, leave out the house, go hit a part up, whatever. Like your mama say, don't go out of that part, and you sneak out. So I already know. I can hear them tell me what not to do, and it's always based on what I want to do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's always based on my need to do it. And they say, don't. They pop up and say, you better not. And then I answer back and say, bullshit, motherfucker, I'm going. Ain't nothing you can do. I disobeyed my mother and my father on this physical planet, and I'm learning, and I, as above, so below. So now I have to learn how to not, now that I know I have etheric parents, now I have to learn to obey them.
That's
if
right.
I obey them, my life is smooth in this prison. I got the best sale on this bitch when I do right by them. That's our time. So I love y'all, man. Y'all have an awarding day. Hopefully we can get a show in tonight if Babylon and somebody for real. You know. Man of the Hour's up next, and I just heard Traffic Jam is too. Huh?
All right, Don.
Say what,
right,
Zena?
Right,
say what, Zena?
Don't even get me all excited. You can get me all excited, and then you don't do a show. I'm going to be mad.
Well, it's not me
who
got
like
to
that.
Do a show. I just really need it. All right. I'll see y'all later.